Go. Come on, Scott. Get it together, buddy. Welcome to Experience Points. This is a great show where we sit and we talk about the news. We talk about our views. We give a little commentary. We play some games and we have a whole lot of fun. So thanks for joining me tonight. As always, you are encouraged to call us. 801-895-4724 is the phone number. Live calls right here on the show. If you hear something in this early segment about something you want to talk about, damn it, that's what we're here for. I'm joined by John Jagger. John, how's it going?
I'm doing great today, Scott. I'm excited to talk about video games.
John is the regular, as you may have noticed. I think we can make it semi-official here that John is showing up every week and has been since the beginning and likely will be. He is my Paul Schaefer to my David Letterman.
That's right. I got the glasses and everything.
Yeah, you're bald. Remember that?
I am. Yeah. I do remember that.
You remember that every morning. Wake up, look in the mirror. There it is. Or there it was. Whatever. You're embracing it. You look great. Let's do this thing. All right, everybody park your butts. We're going to talk about some PC gaming news, primarily. I am pretty excited about something, though. I got in the mail, and I'll be doing some reviews and talking about how I'm going to play with it and use it in the coming days. But I got an NVIDIA Shield tablet, and I haven't messed with one of these before. It's not my first Android device. However, it'll be my first Android device focused primarily on gaming. And I saw in the box that there is a, what do you call it with this? A stylus with it. So I'm wondering how I'm gonna, maybe I can draw with this thing. You know, that's what I'm thinking.
That's an exciting feature.
I'm going to open this up. Don't mind me, everyone. This is great radio and video to pull up a box. Oh, I don't see it. Well, it's on the picture, so maybe it's not in here. I don't know. I've made a mess. Let's venture forth. What's in the box, everybody? What's in the box? All right, let's get going with the news here. So Rockstar has detailed GTA 5's PC director mode. I didn't even know this was happening, but I don't know how I missed it. So it's not a new thing. It was new to me. He's referring to something as one of the killer features of the PC version, which they're also calling the definitive version of GTA 5.
Great.
They're calling it director mode. Now, if you had to guess, what would you guess director mode is? Just take a wild freaking guess.
If I had to pick, I would say it was something where you can create your own little movies within GTA.
That's a shocking guess, and I think you're probably right.
Okay, good.
The Rockstar video editor for GTA 5 features a number of significant improvements, says John McPherson, lead designer of Rockstar Toronto. I don't know if this is already in the console versions, but I've never heard of it. So if people are doing, like, machinima there, I don't know about it. But they'll be able to do it here, in theory, with more fidelity and more control. It says this starts at the recording level where players now have the option to start and stop their captures at will. We will have also added a brand new feature known as director mode. This gives users the ability to play and record using the actor from GTA 5, such as story and heist crew characters, members of the ambient population, and even animals.
Great. We can finally hit the deep, untouched stories of Grand Theft Auto. What were dogs up to?
Squirrel's eye view!
Yeah.
This sounds kind of dumb, but kind of great. Like,
honestly, it might make me buy this game for the third time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were already a double buyer.
Yeah.
Here's the rub for me. If this thing lets you have enough control, let's say, like, Valve's, what's their thing called? Valve's Steam Direct, what's it called? The thing where they make movies out of all their games, whatever it's called. The people have made some crazy stuff. My point is, make a tool, put it in the hand of the unwashed masses. Suddenly you've got some work of brilliance on your hand, right? Some kind of crazy thing you never thought of. Some weird freaking shit can come out of this. And so I'm all for this. I'm all for... It's one of the advantages of PC games anyway, is you have so much control. And some might say, well, sure, Scott, but what about... freaking Super Sackboy. What's it called? Big World. Big Sack
Little
Man.
Little Big Planet.
Little Big Man Sack Planet World.
Yep, that's the one.
That's the one where you have all this control and all this cool stuff you can make, and it's neat, right? I get it. I got it. But PCs have always been where it's at when it comes to, like, user-created content. Back when I was making Doom levels, I made a Doom level of this office I had. In fact, that's what I want you to call in about today, guys. I had this office, right? Where we thought, well, wouldn't it be fun if in our office we could make a version of a Doom level that featured our office all the way down to the toilets in the men's room? And we did it. and it was a freaking blast. And we played that thing probably every day for a couple of months. So that's where I got my taste of that. And I went, you know what? This is going to be the platform where that happens the most. Here we are all these years later. It's still true. Unfortunately, a lot of games kind of strip some of that stuff out. Like, you can't go buy Call of Duty Monkey Warfare, whatever the latest one is, right? Where we finally take on the apes. That's the, isn't that the new one? I think that's a new one. But yeah, we finally, man, faces their greatest enemy, the apes.
It's the tie-in to the movie.
Right. They were smart to do that. Let's take a call. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello. Hello, indeed. And they hung up.
And they're gone.
They got chicken. That's fine. Try back later, buddy. I could call that number back. Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, point is, what was my point?
Call of Duty versus Apes.
Yeah. If they, you can't go buy the new Call of Duty versus Apes game and say, I'm going to make a level and I'm going to let people download it and play it. They have opted not to do that kind of granular user-created content. Meanwhile, games like, I don't know, Minecraft continue to scream and do amazing business. Why? Because the power is in the hands of the player. So I'm all for anything in these games, no matter if it's like just this sort of machinima thing that they're doing here, or stuff where you can actually get into the code and make your own games out of that thing. I mean, the stream right before us, those guys were playing Insurgency. I don't know if you've played that. Have you played that?
I haven't touched Insurgency.
It's not bad.
It's very green.
It's very green. Yeah, very night vision-y. It's a pretty good game, but it's basically one in a long history of wonderful mods that came out of the Half-Life 2 community, and you know, there's no reason why it shouldn't have great success. And you know, freaking Counter-Strike, one of the biggest games on the planet still to this day, one of the most streamed and one of the most competitive, sprung as an original Half-Life 1 mod. I played the original freaking mod. It was super stupid in the beginning because it was just like realistic weapons and Gordon Freeman.
Yeah.
But that got better pretty quickly.
Loved Counter-Strike. I was in high school when Counter-Strike started to get big.
Oh, yeah?
And our high school class was somewhat notorious for being troublemakers. Mm-hmm. And so to try and earn the affection of the class, the teacher installed Counter-Strike on all the machines for his sophomore class. Wow. And we would go in there. Everybody would sneak in there. You weren't allowed to talk about it. It was like Fight Club.
Yeah.
We'd all go in there and play Counter-Strike all lunch long.
That's amazing. Did you download maps and like try weird stuff that other people have made?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Wasn't just the core maps or whatever they were then. I don't remember. I guess it was Dust, DE Dust, the jungle one that was like the Mayan, or was it Maya, whatever it was called. And then there was one other map that got all the rotation. What was it? Chat room, come on, help us out. What was that? Anyway, there were like...
I always remember Dust.
Dust
was
huge,
that's
right?
That's the big one.
Most servers would run it like a Dota map. They would just run one map, and it was just Dust over and over and over and over. And there's probably some, like, great... I don't know where you'd find this, but there's probably some great, like, breakdown of why Dust is such a great level and why level designers should pay attention to what it did right when they're making levels now. Because that thing, man, just everyone loved it. It didn't matter who you were.
I think a lot of those shooters always have stuff like that. I mean, you look at Unreal Tournament and you think Facing Worlds immediately is the go-to map for that one.
Yep. Oh, that thing is a pisser, though. Because you would go up there to get the Redeemer, and I would be down at the bottom trying to snipe you.
Yeah.
And hilarity would ensue. Yeah, that's a great map. I'm perplexed, and I haven't tried it, so maybe if I booted it up now, I would be surprised. But when I got that Unreal Tournament... alpha kit thing that's been floating around, right? You can download it for free and play it. Beautiful, amazing, great, can't wait. Looks, I'm super stoked about what they're doing with that thing. But there wasn't a single Facing Worlds modded map in there.
I'm shocked. I would have thought we'd be up to Facing Worlds 952 by now.
What the hell's wrong with us? All right, we're going to take another call. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Matthew.
Matthew, how you doing, man?
Hey, I got a question.
Go ahead. Spring it on us.
I'm wondering if the GTX 670 will be able to run the GTX 5 on PC.
It'll be fine. So are you upgrading? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I have the 670.
And you're trying to go to what?
No, I have the 670. I was wondering if it could run it, on high or medium.
Oh, yeah. Well, are you talking about a specific game, though, that it'll run?
No, just GTA.
Oh, GTA. I thought you were saying GTX. Sorry. I was getting the card and the name of the game confused. All right. So, minimum specs. This is a good question, dude. We're going to talk about this because I've got it right here. Here it is. I've got an article we were going to talk about later, but may as well do it now, talking about what it would take to run GTA 5 on a PC with 4K. But they've also slipped in kind of what your minimum specs are going to be to do it at 1080p at 60 frames per second. Okay. Pretty basic stuff. I think it maxed out at 30 on the consoles. I don't think it was 60 on PS4. So I think it was all 30 on consoles, no matter what version you had, just better textures on the next gen stuff. But to get 1080p, 60 frames per second, Rockstar is suggesting an NVIDIA GTX 660 with 2 gig of RAM or an equivalent. Now, remind me the number. Which GTX do you have?
670.
Oh, you're totally fine then. You got this. At least at 1080p, 60 frames per second. And you can do some tweaking and some fiddling around and you'll be fine. If you wanted to do this thing on a 4K monitor, though, 60 frames per second, you would need like ultra high-end SLI or Crossfire setup, like dual cards. It would be a big, expensive kind of nightmare. But for somebody who wants to just have the thing look great and run well, I think you're all you're all set, man.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck. No problem. Let us know how it goes. All right. That call worked.
Yeah.
That guy came right in.
And he had a mission. He knew what he wanted to know.
He had shit to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to this thing. Director mode seems cool. I'm excited. You can play from any point of view in the game, any object or item or character or animal or whatever. So the stuff that will come out of this will be fan-freaking-tastic. You just know it will be. Checking on the chat room. They said... Sorry. I was thinking they were going to answer a question about that other thing. Oh, Coverville's here. Hello, Brian. Welcome. Welcome, Brian. I never talk to you ever. You're like a stranger to me. Not true at all. What else? Deus Ex Mankind Divided has officially announced themselves with a trailer. Have you seen this trailer?
I did. I am so excited for this game.
Oh my gosh, dude. I'm going to look it up. And I'm going to play it. I thought I had it up here. What's it called? Human Evolution? Yeah. Human Revolution. Sorry. Let's find that real quick and play that there trailer. Here it is. Videos. Yeah, no, don't want gameplay. Thank you very much. I'd like the trailer, please. Here you go. Just play a little bit of this. Just a taste. PEGI 15. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Can't see this, sorry. I wish I could put the video up. I don't have a way to right now. Some sort of weird devices on a table. Oh, wait, this isn't the right game. What the hell is this? Hold on. Yeah, it is this. Okay, it is one. Anyway, it's cool. You should check it out. It's long. It's like a 5.5 minute trailer. What's his name's back with his skinny little robot arms? Do you remember his name? What was his name?
Oh, I had it before we even began. Now I'm trying to think of it, and now all I can think of is the original. With Denton, but that wasn't it. This was some other guy.
Yeah, that's Denton. Did you play that original?
I did. I was terrible at the original.
Holy crap, though. That was such a revolutionary game at the time. And it was running this old... It wasn't even Unreal 2. It wasn't Unreal 2 or Tournament Edition engine. It was like the original Unreal engine.
Yeah.
And everything had like 5 polygons apiece. And despite all the limitations of the tech at the time, that thing was some deep mother-scratching freaking game play going on there.
Chat room says Jensen. That's right.
That's his name is Jensen?
Jensen. He's
been called old skinny robot arms Jensen.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that's coming out. We don't know. I think it's this fall is what we know. That's all we know. We don't have a direct date. It says this, though. There's the sum up of it. Deus Ex Mankind Divided. That's not right. Oh, it is Mankind Divided. I keep getting it confused with the other expansion / DLC for it. Anyway. Directly follows the aftermath of the Og incident. A day when mechanically augmented citizens all over the world were stripped of control over their minds and bodies, resulting in the deaths of millions of innocents. The year is now 2029. By the way, spoiler for the last game. Sorry you didn't play it. The year is 2029 and the golden era of augmentations is over. Mechanically augmented humans have been deemed outcasts and segregated from the rest of society. Crime and acts of terror serve as a thin veil to cover up an overarching conspiracy aimed at controlling the future of mankind. Holy crap, dude. They've got me.
It didn't take much. No. All it took was Deus Ex. I'm in.
Yeah, that last game was really good. The boss fights were shite, but the rest of the games were the rest of the game was good. Did you go stealthy? Did you just run in guns blazing? What do you do?
I went full stealth. I've only played through that game once, mm-hmm. and I will pat myself on the back. Gaming achievement. I didn't kill anybody in the entire first and only playthrough that game.
I killed many people because I went kind of a hybrid and I made a lot of messy sounds and noise, and I don't think I played it the way you should play it. But even then, see, if you played that thing through very stealthily, you were forced on those boss fights to shoot like a maniac.
Oh, yeah. You had to kill the bosses. I think those were the exceptions to the rule.
Yeah.
Which also kind of made them feel, you know, even more out of place than they already sort of did.
Yeah.
Was going through and I'm being very careful not to kill anybody. And I don't know why I even had that goal. That's usually not how I play stealth games, right. But... I made it so far without killing anyone. I thought, well, we'll just keep this going, and managed all the way up until the end. The getting through the very last part of that game was the only part I had trouble with.
Chat room, how do you play your stealth games? You can call us right now and tell us live on the air, 801-895-4724. That's 801-895-I-RAGE. Okay, or it's I-RAG, really, because you don't need the E. I didn't realize that till just now.
Great.
I mean, the E's there to help it be a word, but it's IRAG.
IRAG.
All right. Well, anyway, 801-895-4724. Call the show. Get on. Tell us what you do when it comes to stealth games. Because they do give you the option now. You're never really forced. The days of, what was his name? The Sam Fisher games. Those games, what were they called? What's wrong with me?
Splinter Cell.
Splinter Cell games. Were,
damn it, Fisher.
They would force you down these paths where you really had no other way to play the game. And I like that stealth games have gotten to a place where now you kind of have options. You can go pure stealth and take all your time you want, or you can shoot more, or you can use explosives and devices. Like, you're not stuck going down a certain way. I think that's a good move generally in the industry, generally speaking. Let's see here. What else we got going on? Black Ops 3, that's happening. There's a trailer out. It's official on the 26th. I think it's a little dumb because the way the teaser goes, it's clearly... All right, so all this like code flying through the air, kind of Matrix style, if you haven't seen the trailer, it eventually culminates into creating a dude sitting in like Indian position, Indian style sitting, right? And it looks just like the guy in the cover of Black Ops 1, I think is what it was. And the whole time you hear like Ed Harris and other voice actors yelling like all the code crap they yelled in that first game from that weird booth up above where he was sitting. So you got Sam Worthington, actor Sam Worthington, Avatar's own Sam Worthington, voice of him, sitting in that chair, all strapped in, and you got Ed Harris going, "There are four lights," basically.
Yeah.
And he has to, you know, contend with whatever they're doing to his mind. So all of that stuff's being shouted. And then at the end, they show a big, like a Roman numeral eye, and then it splits into three. Well, of course, it's Black Ops 3. Duh. But they're being all cagey about it. They're like, oh, make sure you check back in on the 26th. We might tell you what it is. We know what it is.
Yeah.
There's a new... Blissen, okay? That's a new word. Blissen. There's a new, what is it? Comfortable listening, blissening. Anyway,
I thought it was one of Santa's reindeer.
That works too. Sure. Why not? They're going to get up. I mean, we're not dumb. They're going to get up and announce that there needs to be a Call of Duty every year because that's how you're doing it at Activision, whether we like it or not. And so this is your Black Ops year. Makes sense to me. I really like last year. Did you play, Advanced Warfare or whatever it is?
The one with Kevin Spacey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm. And I dug it. I thought that one was pretty good.
I liked it a lot. Now, part of it was because I skipped Ghosts, which was steaming pile of wreckage, I thought. I didn't like that game.
I also opted out of that one.
Yeah, so I feel like by me skipping a whole gen on the year over year, I ended up being more excited to play it because I hadn't had it in a while. There's something to be said for those games. They're a lot of fun. There's great multiplayer to be had. Like, all that stuff's true, but when you do it every year like Madden, eventually you're like, okay, how many times am I going to give you $60 for essentially the same game? So that's my recommendation. Skip one. It's like getting new phones. Don't get the, you know, don't get the iPhone 4S or whatever, 6S, but what are they going to call this year? 6S, 6 Plus S, whatever. Don't get that one. Wait for the 7. Ah, see?
That's the rotation I'm on.
Yeah, or the you know, if you're on the Android side of things, don't get the Nexus 8. Or where are they now? 10? Get the Nexus 11. I feel like I've made so much sense now.
Yeah, it's a revelation. I always have the same problem with Call of Duty.
What's that?
I see it and I go, ugh, way to oversaturate the market, Activision. And I roll my eyes, and then it comes out, and I see video of the multiplayer being played, yep. And then I remember I really like that.
Yeah, it's hard not to like it, because it's good. Look, we can have all the complaints and the misgivings. Sorry, I'm opening something. About that game and that series and the way that they've handled the business side of it all we want. But at the end of the day, there's a reason it's popular. It's not because it's garbage. If it was bad, it wouldn't have happened in the first place. There are plenty of examples of shooters that have come out that have been utter poo and nobody cared. So there's a reason they're played. It's because they're good. They do run the risk of saturation and having people be a little bit over, you know, they don't want to do it anymore. I get that. But yeah, this may not be. So all of this being said, I'm probably not going to get Black Ops 3, I guess. If I'm sticking to my plan of skipping every year, so.
Yeah, I have skipped actually every Black Ops. I don't think I've played a single one of them. I have both of them,
yeah.
And I've maybe put between the two of them probably an hour or two between the two of them.
I really liked the first one. I thought it was great. I think 2 left me a little flat, and what was after that? Modern Warfare 3, or maybe Ghost came after that, and I didn't care. And I kind of said I was done. I kind of washed my hands of it. But now, I'm kind of interested. That story was pretty good in 1. Had a lot of Russians in it, which I always like.
Yeah, that's what you need for a good action story.
Yeah, and not just Russians. Not like clean-cut, like soldier Russians. Like disheveled, long hair, nasty beard-ass looking Russians. Those are the Russians I like. No offense, Russians. What else here? Obsidian has launched the Pillars of Eternity patch beta testing. Nice. Nice faux pas there. I love Pillars of Eternity. Still playing it. Story's great. I have to admit something. I'm going to admit to a cheat. I had to do a cheat because I got in a place where I got completely stuck, and part of it was because the composition of my group was wrong, and there was no way for me to get out except to die over and over or start the game again, and I'm too far in to do that, so I did heal my dudes in the middle of a fight cheat, and I got through it.
I think that's totally fine.
Are you all right with that? Like, what's your stance on another great topic, by the way, 801-895, where are all the calls today? 4724. How do you stand on the cheating? So where is it okay and where is it not okay for you in games?
It's weird because there was a time where we all got, I think everybody got real excited about achievement points. Like, oh, we got to get achievement points. And I think in that era, it was, you know, kind of frowned upon to be cheating.
Yeah.
But I feel like Pillars of Eternity is kind of a throwback to old school PC RPGs and all of that. And that's when it was, you know, the most fun. Everybody liked, you know, pulling up the console and throwing in random commands and stuff like that. There are games I probably wouldn't have played through if I hadn't been able to cheat. I don't think I ever would have beaten the original Half-Life if I hadn't been able to just pull up the console and type in some codes and,
yeah.
You know.
Plus, it's fun. Like, in Doom, if you wanted to be in God mode and just see how crazy you could get, that was option just to mess around with. Like, I was a big fan of that. I think there's a place for it. Let's see what this caller thinks. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Scott. This is Colin.
Colin, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. This is my first time calling.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Excited about it.
Well, thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
Yeah, so I just saw that you guys were talking about like cheating to get past a certain part in a game.
Sure.
And I totally think that's okay.
Yeah? Now, here's the question, though. If it's like... okay, let me ask you this. So in Pillars of Eternity, one of the codes is heal your party members when things are looking real dire so you don't wipe, basically. And I've done that one before, right. And I felt okay about it. When is it okay for me to just straight up run God mode and make it so nothing hurts me? Do you feel like that's just a stone through too far, or is that an okay form of cheating also?
Well, in my opinion, if you've beaten the game already, you've already played all the way through, had all the fun with it, like it's meant to be played, and then you just want to go through and destroy everything that you possibly can, then yeah, do that. That's going to make it fun.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, here's the other thing, too. If you go buy a video game, it's yours, right? You bought it, whether you downloaded it or got it at a store or someone shipped it to you, it's yours to do with what you will. And if the developers put in a way for you to pull up a console and enter some sort of cheat codes, it seems to me that that's entirely your prerogative. Like, no judgment to anybody who does whatever. But for me, I usually get real picky. Like, Skyrim, my first run through, probably about 100 hours into that thing, I turned on a cheat code for unlimited, not unlimited, but a much larger inventory than I had currently had. Because that inventory in that game sucked donkey butt and was terrible. So I was all about this idea that I can just, let's just have this one tiny thing. It's more of a mod than a cheat to me. Let me just have bigger bags so I can carry more stuff.
That's always the worst when you have to get rid of everything because you can't walk.
Right. See, you get encumbered, and encumbrance, as we've learned long time ago in Diablo, freaking blows. So give me more space. Let me kill a dragon and then be able to heft his bones around. That's the thing that really got me. It was like, all right, I've just killed two dragons out in the middle of this place. I feel pretty good about myself. Yeah. And now I don't have any room to carry those damn bones around and make money from them. So, yeah.
And that kind of cheat code is more of a, like, quality of life. It's not just, I'm going to beat the game because whatever god mode. But
yeah.
It's making it easier. It's making it
more convenient. Yeah. And if Bethesda put that in there, they put it in there. Like, it's not like,
right. You
know, it's not like they went, oh, someone's hacked our code base and put in this mod or whatever. That's not how it worked. They put in a way for me to say, look, let me carry, instead of 500 pounds or whatever it is, I don't know what it was, but let me carry 5,000 pounds so I just never have to think about it again and focus on what I like about that game instead of the meticulous stuff I hate, then I'm all in. And that extended my love for that game and my willingness to play it longer without question. I was ready to shut it down and be done. If that wasn't an option. So it was like, all right, this one thing I actually don't like about my otherwise one of my favorite games of all time, with that out of the way, we're off to the races. And I suppose for some people that's, I want to have unlimited gold, or I want to have unlimited life, or I want to max out all my abilities at level 2 and just lay waste to everything I see. And I guess I'm fine with it as long as it doesn't affect the way other players have to play. And in a single player like that game, who cares? So there you go. We've come to an agreement, sir. I agree with you.
Thank you.
Stay,
I agree with you.
stay out of trouble. Have fun and call anytime. You're the kind of caller we like, man.
Cool. Well, it's my first time, so I might do some more.
All right, Colin, we'll call him. See you later. Good old Colin, Colin.
I think it has a lot to do with the type of game you're playing too. Like, you know, you look at a game like the Dark Souls series. You know, a game that's based mostly around its difficulty and how challenging it is. I think if you were pulling up a console, for example, and cheating in that, that seems a little outside of the spirit of the game, because it's not like you were doing it to see the story. The story is so weird and obscure and all of that. I find it hard to believe you did it for that reason.
Sure.
But, you know, it's like you said, you have the game. You know, who's to tell you what is the right and wrong experience for you to have with that?
Mm-hmm. If I want to put ugly fuzzy dice on my rearview mirror, it's my car, damn it.
Yeah.
But I'd do what I want. To invoke Cartman for no reason.
Whatever. I'd do what I want.
I'd do what I want. Obsidian has launched this thing. It's called their patch beta testing system, and you can be a part of it if you want. It's basically PTR for their game. The public test realm, except in this case we're talking about a single-player game. It says we'll be doing work on the patches, and they haven't gone through the full QA cycle, so unexpected things can happen. Says lead producer Brandon Alder. To be safe, I would avoid using any saved games that you do not want to get corrupted. If you do want to use these saved games, it is at your own risk, but you can go in there, get a hold of the betas. There's a password to put in there, which is actually just beta password, all in caps. They seem to not care who does this. Download it, and you can start messing around with it. So there you go. I'm more over from this. Most of this stuff doesn't bother me. I don't really care about testing their betas for them. I'd rather just get the game and have fun and enjoy it. But to me, these are all signs that they are actively supporting the game, and that's important to me.
Yeah, so, that's a good indicator. Plus, anytime Obsidian is doing testing, I think is a positive thing. I think we should keep encouraging Obsidian to test their stuff.
Yeah, because you played New Vegas. You know how you know how broken that was at launch.
Yes, I do.
Holy shite. That was bad. In fact, I don't want to think about it anymore. What game, if you had to pick one game until the end of the year, what game do you care about the most in 2015?
Oh my gosh.
PC game, let's say. PC only. Let's make it easy. That can be a cross-platform game. So if it's a game showing up somewhere else and also PC, that's totally fine.
I think probably Witcher 3.
Yeah, how can you not? We're RPG guys. We know what we like.
Yeah, it seems like, and just to get super technical with your hypothetical here,
yeah.
It seems like the kind of game that could carry me through the year.
Yeah, like it would. That's going to be a big beefy experience, speaking of Skyrim-like experiences. In fact, it's already hard enough for me to get my WoW time in. I'm probably screwed when that comes out. What is that, next month or this month? When is it, May?
I think it's next month.
Oh, boy. All right, well, here is the list of PCGamers.com. PCGamer.com says these are their most anticipated games of 2015. And I will now read them to you, and you can decide if you think any of these are crappy or good.
All right.
Star Drive 2, released this week. It's a turn-based strategy game. Star Drive 2 puts heavy emphasis on all four of the X's, you know, the 4X genre, which is explore, exterminate, exhume,
expand. That might actually be one.
Yeah, expand is right. And what's
explore,
the other?
Explore, expand, exterminate, and
exaggerate.
I don't know.
It's exaggerate. Of course it is. Chat room will clear that up in a minute, I'm sure. What X are we missing, you guys?
X-ray.
That is a weird 4X game. But
exploit.
Exploit, that's it. You customize your alien race, ships, units, weapons, loadouts, planets, and others to attempt to conquer the galaxy, be it through force or diplomacy. We don't have a review yet, but they'll have something in January. And it does look pretty neat. That's one I've been interested in kind of following. So it's out this week. Check it out. They say Hero Generations is a big deal. It's on Steam. Procedurally generated roguelike with a couple of interesting twists. Every move you make takes 1 year off your limited lifespan. And when you die, you can continue playing the game as one of your children. So it's a little bit of taking a note out of the book of that Rogue Legacy game, where you had, when you died, your heir would take over.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I loved Rogue Legacy.
Rogue Legacy is one of my favorite games of all time. Freaking loved it. Played it on the PC all the way to completion. Played it again on handheld. I loved it. Hero Generation sounds interesting. Look forward to that on April 10th, which is yesterday. So it's out. Maybe you have to go check that out. All right. On the 14th of April, Titan Souls. Another Titan game with the word Titan in it. And also souls in it.
Yeah, it's like they took, hey, here's two words that are popular.
Yeah, let's put them together, and what do you get? You get Titan Souls. So originally made in 4 days for that Ludum Dare Game Jam, which is great on Melba Toast if you haven't tried it. It's fantastic, that Game Jam. Titan Souls was picked up for a full-length release by publisher Devolver Digital, a Shadow of the Colossus-style adventure game. You have to destroy bosses. And let's see, they die in a single hit due to their weak point. That sounds like a Souls game, doesn't it?
It does.
Yep. Anyway, but it's all like this 2D thing. So people want it. People want to play it. I hear it's good. Grand Theft Auto 5, April 14th. That's next week. Holy crap. After 17-month wait, that's basically a year and a half, folks. 1 month shy of that. You like how good I am at math and how quick I pop that out?
That was pretty impressive.
That's pretty impressive. The Los Santos-based open-world game runs at 4K. Blah, blah, blah. We talked about all that. Anyway, you'll get that next week. I am tempted.
I hear it's going to have a director mode.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, too. I was on some crap show on Friday or Saturday that I heard that. I am actually pretty excited about that game, generally. So maybe I'll get it, finally. I haven't got it yet, so maybe I do. I don't know, dude. Do I really want... My problem is it tonally reminds me of San Andreas, and I hated that one. I didn't like how mean everyone was. Is it the kind of game where everyone's so freaking mean that I'm just going to hate everyone? Like, no characters are relatable?
It's hard to like a lot of people in that game. I do think that one of the main characters kind of rises up as a... Actually, two of them come across as pretty decent, for criminals.
One of them's not Trevor, though, right?
No, Trevor feels like he's in there to explain... To give you a story excuse to play Grand Theft Auto the way people play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. And the other two have some... I'm fine with complex characters. That's not a problem for me. I just felt like everyone was a serious douche in that old game. Or in San Andreas. I hated that one. It broke me off the series, and I didn't care anymore after that. But I really liked Vice City, like, a lot. And I felt like both Vice City and GTA 3 and the early 2D top-down stuff, they all had a character I kind of liked. And everyone in the chat room was like, it's really good. You should play it.
You should give it a try. I think Grand Theft Auto games are... I think they're kind of the inverse of what Red Dead Redemption was. Mm. So Red Dead Redemption, you cared a great deal about the character and the story. Yeah. And then it had a great world to live in, but it wasn't. That was secondary. I feel like it's the other way for me with Grand Theft Auto. Oh, like they build this great, fantastic world for you to play around in. Yeah. And it has a story, and maybe you get into it, and maybe you don't.
Yeah. So here's the big hope from everything you've just said. This is all I heard out of that was, oh, yeah, they haven't made a Red Dead sequel yet. When they do, I hope it's on PC. That's what I heard.
Oh, I hope. Dude. I hope. Actually, you know what I really hope? If they make a Red Dead Redemption 2, that it's one of those where they're like, and we included Red Dead Redemption 1 with it.
Yeah, up-resed and ready to go. I'd be all down with that. They could tell me tomorrow that, hey, for $80 you can play the original Red Dead, and it's just, you know, not, it's resolution 720p max and doesn't really take advantage of any PC features, but we're putting it out. I would pay it and play it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I love that game. Oh, my gosh. If you had to pick game of the generation... For me, it was that. And the only disappointing fact was that it wasn't on PC ever. And I don't get why. I don't get it.
Darn good
game. I don't get it. They put GTA 4 on there. They put this on there. They put Bully on there. Why did that game not make it on PCs? What the hell happened?
I'm going to say politics without actually knowing that that's what it is.
You had one job. I'm going to blame Rand Paul for that.
There you go.
Rand Paul. All right. Mortal Kombat X will be out on the 14th. Oh, well, that's next week also. Ah, crap. Nick wants that. I can't afford two of these games at once.
I'm going to get that. I am a huge Mortal Kombat fan.
Me too. I got to tear the guts out of people. So that's coming to PC and other devices that day. Killing Floor 2 will be out on the 21st as early access. Killing Floor 1 is a favorite of some people. I'm not really a fan of the original, but maybe 2 will win me over. I'm more of a Left 4 Dead kind of guy. You know what I liked about Left 4 Dead and what I still like about it?
People yelling pills here.
Pills here. Reloading. Damn it, Bill. Bill. Damn it, Bill. Like that all over? Yeah. I like
yeah.
Damn it, Bill is my favorite line in the original. But what I loved about that series and loved about those games is they said so much story without telling us any story. And they They did it in that opener stuff and even just their conversations. You were like immediately go, oh yeah, grizzled old Vietnam vet. Got it. Know exactly his archetype. In the newer one, oh yeah, big soft-hearted coach guy. Used to coach high school, obviously, and now he's kind of de facto leader, and he's got a real soft spot. Guy over there in the is it Nick or whatever his name is, in the freaking barely dirty white suit. That dude was a shyster before, and don't freaking trust him because he just did something weird with the cash register. Like you know who these people are without barely even brushing it, and that's some kind of magic to pull that off, I think.
Yeah, those videos are fantastic. It also includes the single best line where he tells him that the helicopter might be made of chocolate.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was all right. And, ooh, I forgot to tell you, and we'll see this later when we hopefully win a match or lose, I don't care, in Heroes. My whole thing with saying chocolate at the end, I have now been in 3 random matches with people I don't know who have said chocolate at the end.
Nice.
The word is spreading. I am super jazzed that is kicking off. People would like it.
It's going to replace GG.
Yeah, right? Excited. Dungeons 2 is coming out. This is a dungeon management sim from Calypso. Features both a managerial underworld of tactical... Oh, sorry, and a tactical RTS overworld. People really like it. It's basically a dungeon keeper... Not clone, but it's in that vein. So if you like that, you'll certainly like this. RBI Baseball 15... I don't know why people are excited about that, other than maybe it's better than that last one, which was kind of poop. And in May, you got Wolfenstein the Old Blood. That'll be good. Is that a sequel or a... Because New Order was the last one, and that was great.
Yeah, I think it's a direct sequel to New Order.
I like that a lot, so that actually excites me a little bit. Color me excited.
All right.
Let's see. Witcher 3, Wild Hunt, May 19th. Probably the biggest release in May, assuming it's not delayed again. They're not afraid to do that, so it could happen. People grow beards, and you have to shave them. Did you hear about that feature?
I did not hear about that feature.
Have we been missing out in our RPG experiences the one important factor, which is beard shaving?
I feel like this has been woefully neglected.
Very jazzed about that game. Them going open world. That's my only complaint about it in previous games, is I felt like they were just a bit linear. And to get out of that linearity and give me a little Skyrimification to that thing is very exciting to me. So, very excited. By the way, that game, here's your requirements. Here's what your PC needs to have. You need to have a minimum Intel CPU, Core i7-2500K, 3.3 gigahertz. You need to have an MP... This is minimum. NVIDIA GPU GeForce GTX 660 or greater. Okay, 660 or greater. That's what that dude had we talked to earlier.
Yeah, he's into the minimum so far.
Yep, 6 gig of RAM. Let's see, 64-bit version of Windows 7 or Windows 8 or 8.1. Maybe by then. No, we're not going to get 10 till summer. DirectX 11, and you need 40 gig of disk space. This is their recommended specs. Intel CPU Core i7-3770, 3.4 gigahertz. Hey, Intel. Why don't you make your numbers more confusing? I hate how numbers are going again. Can we get back to it's a Pentium in there?
Right. I don't even. You say all this, and I'm like, I don't remember how I compare to that, because this just sounds like a lot of numbers right now.
Drove me crazy when they started doing that. Let's see. NVIDIA GPU GeForce GTX 770 is recommended. 8 gigabyte of RAM. 64-bit Windows, blah, 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 DirectX 11, and 40 gig of space. That's all the same. So anyway, if you're getting ready for that game and you want to play it on the PC like I do, then beef it up, baby. I've got 16 gig, plenty on the hard drive, plenty on the video card. I think I'm good. I think I'm totally good.
I think I should be good.
Let's see. In June, you got Blood Bowl 2. Don't care. Batman Arkham Knight. That's coming out June 23rd. Jurassic World in June, but not yet announced on specific dates. That's where you take Lego Jeff Goldblum and find a big pile of Triceratops poo. That's the whole game.
That seems like a good mini game.
Right. It's not bad. And then they've got this Final Fantasy. What is that number? 15? Is that right?
Yeah, the road trip one.
No, well, they're calling this one Heaven Sword. Isn't this their?
Oh wait.
Oh, this is their MMO thing.
Oh, it's the expansion for the MMO.
Yeah. The road trip dude trip one is weird. I don't know how I feel about that one yet. That thing is so just screams at me and says, "Hey Scott, I know you already kind of struggle with half the dumb anime ideas out here. How about this dumb idea?" And they want me to buy into it, and I'm not sure I'm ready.
I like the juxtaposition of, like, modern day and fantasy. I dig that. I just don't know if I'm ready for a dude road trip across the world in cars and also chocobos.
Yeah, I'm concerned about all this. Magicka Wizard Wars will launch on April 28th. Just a reminder, if you like the original Magicka, then hot damn, 28th. Be here for that. And Age of Empires 2 getting a new expansion. Check this out. 16 years after the original PC game, or after the original Age of Empires 2 came out. So that was 16 years ago. Think of that. I played that on a plane to China, that game. That killed like 19 hours for me. It was great. Anyway, they made an HD remake. And now the team behind The Forgotten, which includes new units, technologies, and civilizations, for a brand new expansion. They are expanding a game that's 16 years old. Forgotten Empires. That's insane. What are you thinking? What are you doing?
This is the best idea they've ever had.
That's a pretty good idea.
I'm really excited about it, because actually when you think about it, it's kind of smart. You know, you do this HD remake for a beloved game.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe the people that are nostalgic for it kind of gravitate back towards it and say, "Oh yeah, I remember that," and you kind of get that nostalgia, log in, see it, "Oh yeah, this is a game I really liked," and then you kind of drop it. Mm-hmm. Putting a new expansion on that, now you're going to get all those people coming back in to try it out, and you're getting anybody who was ever interested to it, at the very least, pay attention. I'm excited for it.
Well, I was one of the few fans of that online thing they did. Do you remember Age of Empires Online that lasted like 10 minutes or something? Wasn't here very long.
I bought it and put money into it and then never played it.
I did too. I liked it, but I never played it. I think a big, massively open RTS game, I think we're not doing those now. I think that's over. That's a world we're not entering. I don't even think Blizzard wants that. I think they're just trying to figure out how to make StarCraft relevant still. I mean, it still is in a very big way, but it's not what it used to be.
Yeah.
And it's just because RTSs, you know, MOBAs are eating their lunch. It's the way it is.
I mean, I think StarCraft II was, you know, a real vision for its time,
yeah.
you know, when it came out, but I don't think it reinvented the RTS and got everybody back on board, you know, the same way maybe like Street Fighter IV got everybody back into fighting games.
That's true. By the way, a reminder, StarCraft II, Wings of Liberty, 5 years old now.
Is it really?
Yeah, dude. Came out in 2010. Think of that.
Jeez.
Also, Civ 5 came out in 2010. That seemed like yesterday to me.
I played that yesterday.
Oh, see? It does seem like yesterday. I love Civ 5. I love StarCraft. I love everything. Let's play all the games. Two major, this final news here, two major Witcher 3 expansions have been announced. This is all for Wild Hunt. They won't be out for more than a month. What? Oh, the game won't be out for more than a month quite yet, but CD Projekt has nonetheless announced two big expansions that will collectively add another 30 hours to the game. One is called Heart of Stone that comes out in October, and Blood and Wine will come out in 2016. That's the drink that eats like a meal, I suppose.
Yep.
That's fine. Why aren't they just calling this DLC, though, I wonder? Because if it's adding 30 hours, I guess, I don't know, at some point, we've ruined things by calling stuff DLC. I mean, what is an expansion? What is it? What is DLC? What's the damn difference? If you're getting it all digitally, is there a difference? Like, that stuff's just confusing now.
They've always been PC guys, the CD Projekt dudes. I'm sure they're calling it expansion because that's what you call it, darn it.
Yeah, and they're Polish, man. Look at the Poles doing their thing now in games. I think it's great. Bring it on, everyone. Them and the Russians. What's going on? All right, we're going to take a quick break while I set up. Here's what we're going to do. John and I... radio burp. Don't mind me.
I find things that five-year-olds would find amusing and amusing.
I do too. I can't help it. A good fart joke never not wins for me. We're going to take a quick moment of just shuffle stuff around, and he and I are going to get into Diablo 3. The brand new season hit today, season 3. And if you don't know what a season is, we'll explain all that when we get there, and why we're starting new characters for season 3 and what that even means. And then we're going to play a bunch for the next little bit. I am excited, though, speaking of StarCraft, I just mentioned this now, next Saturday during our second hour where we try to have an interview or somebody interesting on. Last week we had Dills, and his whole thing with Hearthstone was great. Freaking loved it. Next week we've got Garrett and Kyle from StarCast. They also do a Heroes Cast as well. They're going to come on, and they're going to just show us the state of StarCraft 2. We may get a nice peek at the beta. For the multiplayer beta for Legacy of the Void, but we may just play some matches of freaking StarCraft with guys who really know how to play it and get our butts worked. So I'm excited about that.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, more about that next week. But for now, it's Diablo time. Everybody just sit tight. I'm going to move some stuff around. We'll be right back. All right. It's time to do this. Are you in? I need to add you.
I am in.
I guess we can't do that till we start our guy. So, make your character, and we'll talk about why you picked what you picked here in a minute.
Okay.
I'm still... Oh, you know what? We need audio from the game. Here we go. I am still an enormous fan of Diablo in almost every possible conceivable way, although I need to fix some settings real fast. Hold on, everybody. I'm getting there. I got this. Hold on. Options, sound. Get the volume up. Apply. All right. Return to game. All right. I'm never bored of this game, and I know a lot of people say, well, how can you still play it? What kind of weirdo are you? Whatever, whatever. I don't know. I don't know what my deal is, but man, I love me some Diablo. I can tell you that. And let's see. I'm going to blow up the chat so I can read it. I think that Diablo 3, especially since Reaper of Souls, is one of the best games in the last couple of years, period. And it certainly made it infinitely more playable and interesting to me as somebody who's always very interested in what not only Blizzard makes, but in action RPGs, and I think they've really nailed it. By the way, if you want to spend some really quality time listening to a really great talk, I recommend you check out Joss Mascara's talk. He's the lead on the team now, and has been since Reaper was being developed. And he gave a talk at GDC this year. It's up on YouTube. It is absolutely fascinating look at how games are made, not just at Blizzard, but in general. How developers and designers think, how you fix problems that were definitely part of this game, and how they turn it around. It's really, really great. Really interesting talk. Anyway, I love this game. I play it all the time. If I get in here and I'm like, I don't really feel like being competitive and playing Heroes tonight, and I really don't want to do big things in WoW tonight, always there's time for running a Rift or doing something in Diablo. Always. So I freaking love it. All right. All that being said, let's make new heroes for Season 3. And for those who don't know, oh, I hit join. Damn it. Hold on. Cancel. Cancel. I don't want to go into a game. Eh. Meh.
You ever notice they put the cancel button there, but it rarely works?
It doesn't.
For anything.
Once you hit it, you're out. All right.
You've committed to it.
I'm leaving this game now. Well, that looked like a fun team there going. Man, I was watching, well, I was talking about it last night, but I was watching, what's his name play? Deadmau5. He's up in the Paragon 760-somethings.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's insane. And what I was seeing on screen didn't even make, like, cognitive sense to me. I wasn't sure what was going on. Anyway, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to switch heroes, and we're going to hit create. And I'm going to make a witch doctor. It will be a dude witch doctor, because he has the shakes, and I like that. he will be seasonal. This is important, okay? So you need to mark him as seasonal because we're starting Season 3. There have been two seasons. The second season was much shorter than the first, and I suspect this one will be slightly longer than one or two, but not as long as one. That's my thinking. We're going to call him Hank for no reason, just because. I'm going to hit create, and it says, participating in a season gives you the opportunity to reap exclusive rewards. Seasonal heroes start completely fresh and can only play with other seasonal heroes. You will not be able to use non-seasonal items in your stash. You will start at zero gold, and you will have to retain or refrain. What? Oh, retrain your artisans. You know, if I could read, that would help. And there are exclusive. So here's the other bits with this. They're exclusive legendary items you can only get through this mode. When you've gotten those or recipes associated with them or just separate recipes in general, sets, whatever, you carry all that stuff into regular play. That includes Paragon levels that you've earned. That includes... And if you... I guess if you... I don't know how that works, actually. When I have a few Paragons with the guy I hit 70 with on a season, do those extra levels roll over to my existing main characters and stuff? Or...
Or
do they just get everything from the main character on Paragon? It depends on who's higher, I guess, is what I'm saying. So, like, if one guy's... If I'm Paragon 10 with a seasonal and I'm Paragon 200 with a regular, when he rolls over, because he's only 10, the other guy's 200, the 200 will win, right? Then it's not going to be 210.
No.
Okay.
I think you just get what you had, but I'm curious if it takes into account the experience you've accumulated and adds that to the 200. The experience, so you may not hit 210, but you might get bumped up a little bit.
Oh, right, because that 10 is only going to be some tiny amount of XP compared to what it takes to get 200. That makes sense.
Right.
That could be entirely true. Not totally sure about that. But any items that you've carried over, and it used to be there's certain exclusives like transmog gear that you can only get there and nowhere else, and that's one of the motivations for doing this. There's also a bigger motivation for some players, which is to be kind of world first, and there's like a ladder and a rating system for who got there the quickest and who got what achievements, and there's the whole competition aspect of this that I don't care about at all in terms of my play. Do you care about that stuff?
No.
Yeah. It's for losers and buttholes, right?
Well, they're competitive, Scott. We need to be careful. Oh, yeah, what we say about
that. Yeah, that was a very anti-competitive move I made. but anyway, I really like how the seasons feel, although this season I wasn't sure if I was going to do one. Then I thought, well, I'll do one for the show. That should be a reason to do it. Now, the default is for Mr. Shaky Pants here. He also needs to go on a diet. Look at that. Jeez. I can either join I can get in and start with Act 1 and do the story. Or I can change it to adventure mode and just straight up do adventuring. What do you think?
I did not know that was an option.
Oh, did you not? Once you've done it, once you've hit it once with whatever character, it's always there for you. So you don't have to do the story for the season if you don't want to, which is nice.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. That kind of opened it up for me, because when I realized that, because the default is the story. That's where it sends you first, and I just assumed, oh, well, that's what I have to do. But when I realized you didn't, and you can even do it midstream, you could be like two acts in and go, eh, I'm going to adventure mode now, and you can just leave. But for me, that's what makes this viable. If this wasn't an option, I think a lot of players would say, well, F off. I don't want to do the story again. There's nothing wrong with the story, but you don't want to see it 8 times. I mean, come on. I don't want to watch Star Wars that much in one sitting or in the 2 month period, you know? You got to have a little space between it. But I haven't seen the story in a while, so I could go either way today. I don't care one way or the other. Do you have a preference?
I have no preference.
I say let's go. First of all, I'm going to set it to hard. I'm going to set it to public. Or no, I'm going to do private and then bring you in. Let's do Well, chat room, what do you guys say? What do you guys say? What do you think? Huh? Huh? What's going on over there, huh? Eh? Gee? Yeah.
Let the chat room decide our fate.
Yeah, it's going to take a minute for them to hear me. It's
always dangerous.
Go adventure, go campaign. What do you say? What do you say? These aren't available on the console. Correct. Seasons are not currently available on console.
That does bum me out. I really like the console version of Diablo.
They're all saying adventure mode. We're doing adventure.
Okay.
All right, I'm putting it on hard because we can always go down. That sentence had bad context if we weren't knew what we were talking about, so I take it back. All right, I am beginning a game. Oh, start game. I need to add you first, though. How do I do that? I've forgotten how to do this already. How do we add a person? I guess I go to friends list. Where's John? There you are. Okay, invite to party. You're in.
There it is.
I usually get invited. Oh, I didn't realize your guy had like full clothes on. Look at me, naked man McGillicuddy over here.
Yeah, my guy got dressed to go.
Don't get too close to his left hand, because that could be bad. All right, here we go. Start game. You're going to be a freaking crusader. I'm going to be witch doctor. Never the twain shall meet. I feel like these guys would not hang out in real life.
No. Well, and we stuck with the naming convention. I named my guy Walt.
Right.
So,
right.
In the deep Diablo lore, it's canon.
I'm going to be suspicious of you for a few seasons and then finally figure it out. All right. We're going to. Yeah, this is season 3. So, what were we doing in season 3? I think at the end of 3. No, I still didn't know who you were, but I've been shot. And that's why I'm hunched over and have the shakes.
You're going to be going after minerals.
There's still a bullet in me. All right, we're going to talk to Tyriel. My stomach feels strange. Okay, great. Let's go. Let's, you know what? Let's get out of, go to New Tristram. Let's do that.
Okay.
Because I don't want to do, the Act 2 stuff's okay, but for level 1s, it's kind of horrible. I rarely do... I unless there's bonus reasons to do it, I'm not super pumped about doing bounties in those other zones, because they tend to be either bigger or more difficult or takes forever to get to the thing you're supposed to go to. There's just a different pacing to it. However, since this patch, they've added a ton of new ones, so we'll see if we can get some of these.
That sounds good.
Let's do...
What's on your banner? It looks like a rotisserie chicken from up here.
My banner? Oh. Oh, I don't know. Wait, let me hit my... Is that my... Oh, there's both banners. It does look like a chicken. It might be. Two chickens. Right?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what's happening. Did you know you could throw that down with a G?
I did not know that.
Hit that.
There and we go.
The power of that is that you can tell somebody while you're in multiplayer where the hell you want to be. Like if you're saying, oh, the boss, or we're over here, then you, and on the map, see how it pings on the map? So you get a big glowy thing on the map and you know where to go.
I can go stand over here and then I can say, you stay there.
Yeah, and I can say, F off! I'm going where I want. I'm my own man. I'm a free man. Dobby is a free house elf. All right. Let's go. Let's hit M and let's go to Halls of... actually, let's see. We're going to do one. We're see if we can find one that's new. The Triune Reborn. Let's do Southern Highlands. Very bottom.
All right. I'm on my way.
Roll out. I actually kind of hate this area, but... Because watch this. These guys always show up here. And because we are probably level on one or two creatures killed. I'm going to get this body. Yep, there we go. Level up. All right, so already Grasp of the Dead, Poison Dart. I do not have the Ease of Gem, or Gem of Ease. Do you have that? You don't have that.
I do not have that.
If we had that, making seasonals would be real easy. Although I guess you have to get it every time you make a seasonal.
Yeah, I think it's only there to increase the level up speed for either a secondary seasonal.
Because
I found out if you make a second seasonal character, they still benefit from... the whatever you've gotten on your first seasonal character.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. One thing that did change, which I really like, I'm a huge fan of this change. We're going to kill this yellow here. And I think hard was the right mode, because so far we're kind of murdering everything. One of my favorite things about this change, or this patch, is it used to be a special potion you would get in seasonal that that would give you unlimited, endless potions, basically. That is now default in the game.
That's awesome.
So down there, you'll notice Q doesn't have a number associated with it, and all the potions in your inventory disappeared this patch. And that's because you hit Q anytime you want, and boom, you got health.
That is an awesome change, because I had enough to where it was ridiculous to expect me to collect them,
mm-hmm.
and they were at the point where they were just taking up space.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. The beauty of it is, the thing that didn't change difficulty-wise is you still can only use them on a cooldown, so it's not like you can just willy-nilly just hit Q over and over and get health. If I hit Q right now, I'd still have to wait for it to cool down, just like it used to be. The only difference is you don't have to pick them up. I think part of that is they look at the stats and go, dude, 90% of the population of this game already has a jillion potions. There's no point in making it a thing. Like, you know, there's no shortage of potions. All right, so I've got, what do we have here? Spiders. We're doing spiders. What do we have over here? I already have that. All right. Oh, hello, gentlemen.
They came to see what you were up to.
Yeah. Nice to see you.
They heard spiders. They were into it.
So I feel like the Witch Doctor is kind of spammy, and I don't like picking him up if I've forgotten what he does, but I really like playing him at first, if that makes sense.
I think it does. I like the idea of throwing spiders at people.
All right, so this is a new bounty right here. Our job is to blow that damn thing up or kill all these guys before they spawn too many of themselves. Oh, gosh. All right, see, I've used my Q. More health here. All right, we got to blow that thing up, don't we? Or no, we just need to touch it.
I touched it. I touched the thing.
You did? Where did
Where
on the thing did it touch you? Okay. Oh, we have a new category. Let's see what we got. Summoning zombie dogs. Damn straight.
All right, I've got slash.
Oh my gosh. I have 180. Yeah, we're gonna put some items on.
I can now blind people with my shield.
I just got a 180 point increase in damage from that from that bow. So,
ooh, a cloth tunic. I need that for reasons.
It's good for what ails you. Which one of these trees will come to life? Oh, this one will. Apparently, this is the one. Oh, zombie dogs. Okay, but he's... We start purple. Eventually, we will ruin the shit out of those.
I think Witch Doctor is the one class I have played the least.
It's the one class I like a lot, but play the least. It's kind of weird. Actually, I play the... I don't play the monk very much. I don't like the monk. The monk doesn't feel good to me. It's just not
my style. I really liked the monk when it first came out. Then I kind of fell out of it, and I played a hardcore one last season and really liked it. So they, I think they've done some good things with it.
I agree. I do like how quickly you level. I mean, you're pretty much just tearing through stuff. It feels good. It feels like a new game in a lot of ways when you're starting a new guy. You feel that progression again instead of just, you know, Paragon's great and all. Don't get me wrong, but... I'm just a big fan of that feeling of I just got new loot and it's badass and I can't wait to wear it and it can be even blue. Okay, our stuff's over here. Boy, the stuff's a lot closer, I've noticed. You notice that?
Yeah, they don't have you running all over the place for it anymore.
I'm kind of down with that. Thank you, Joss Mascara. One of the things he said in his... it's another one of these. Oh, okay, this is how this works. We got to kill so many of these. That's what it is. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, all right, fire. Cool. That was a good place to level up, surrounded by enemies.
Yeah, I like that. What do we got here? See, I like... This is... If they keep putting in new bounties, I'm so into that, because I love the variety of it. Come here, sucker. That's right, my zombie dog will eat you. All right, did I get anything out of that? Oops. Nope. Yep. Nope. All right. Did you flip open the skirt on that thing?
Oh, I got a sword. Yeah, I looked under the skirt.
Let's go over here.
Same way you determine if all the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park are female.
Is that how you know?
Yeah, that's how you know.
All right. So we are going to do some real damage here. Trouble.
That got iffy for a minute.
Yeah. That's good, though. It's what I like. A little challenge. It's weird. My main character has so much gold. It's very strange seeing 9 gold on the ground.
Right.
Like, my guy's dropping 80 grand per kill or whatever. Ooh, shit balls. Yeah, we need to not allow that again. There we go. I forget how much fun this is to play with people. I solo a lot, which I still enjoy, but... It's fun progressing like this. You know what we should do? Oh, that's a bad idea.
What was the idea?
Well, my thinking was, hey, maybe we should only play these seasonals when there's opportunities to do it on the show. The downside of that is we may not make them 70 before the end of the season because it would happen less frequently.
You could always make a second seasonal.
Yeah, that's true, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Maybe these are our guys. Because here's the truth. I don't really care about making a seasonal right now. I care more about... my main at the moment. So even if this is the only time I played him is when we're on the show, I'd be down with that. This isn't the place to go. I don't want to go in there.
We're just playing Diablo at this point. Yeah, like, good, a place.
Where's the... Where's the... we don't have an indicator yet. So there are five of these things that we have to get. It is easy to forget that this is an actually new thing to do. Hey, how can you level before me? Oh, no, we both did. Did we win anything?
Oh, I unlocked Roar.
I've got Fire Bats. That's cool.
Fire Bats are cool.
Yeah, you can waste a lot of mana on that. I'm out of mana.
It's kind of a mean thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that'll get PETA on you real quick.
Boy, go through me. Yeah. Yeah, I like this idea. I think these are characters that will have some progression on the regular, even if they don't finish the season. And truth is, I could get a legendary right now. Or a legendary recipe right now that would totally benefit me in the main game. Like level 5 guy could totally get something awesome.
Yeah, that's the stuff that excites me the most about the season is like, okay, well, what cool stuff am I going to bring into the game this time?
Yeah, I like that a lot. Well, these are... Oh, I didn't realize we're on Epic, too. I'm burning you, you giant goat creature. Take this, goat man. Yellow goat man.
Oh, we got blue goat man.
Uh-oh. Hold on, I'm coming. One blue goat man is down.
Two down.
There they go.
There they go. No more goat men.
Nice rack right over there.
Thank you.
That, no problem. Well, I feel like we've scoped this joint, but maybe not. I guess there's a bunch to the left. Nothing here. Whoops. I'll just go make sure this is all good. Flip up the skirt of that thing. Heal for no reason. And nothing. All right, let's go to the east, I suppose. There you are. Well, you're kind of... What am I wearing? What is this?
That's a very good question.
It's like a Borat thing. You remember the Borat thing with the swimsuity thing he wore?
Very nice.
You're very nice. And he walked around the beach with his like noodle all half hanging out. That's what this looks like.
Yeah. You have the decency of wearing a loincloth in addition, though.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
You
know. I like to keep my junk out of view. Okay. Oh, good lord. Spent all the mana I own.
This is gonna get interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. Oh, I don't like when they charge.
I'll blind them.
Hey, blind those guys.
Okay.
Well, you've done a fine job.
You got it.
There's a lot of them.
Here comes some goat men.
Oh no.
We didn't have enough people over here. Some goat men wanted to join us.
Goat men.
Did we kill one?
Yeah, we did. We got one.
All right. There were five of them.
Yeah, there were five. We totally got one. Ooh, shit. Freaking tree ant walking around. Level seven.
All right. That went well.
All right. How'd we do here? Ugh.
Have I gotten anything cool? Yeah, okay. I got abilities.
My gear blows. All right, what do we got on abilities? We got Poison Dart got upgraded. Grasp of the Dead got a Unbreakable Grasp. It slows. I don't think I care, so we'll stay with that. Spiders, is Dart any better? Splinters, we'll try that. Why not? Okay. Oop, I see a dot. We must kill these people. Take that. Take my fiery bats. Come back from whence you came. I'm basically the troll race of the, take back. Go back to whence you came, Mom.
Batman is going to be pissed.
Yeah, he will. Speaking of which, you watching any of that Daredevil?
Oh, I am on episode 3. I am loving
it's
that show.
It's really good. So you're at the episode where Ron Howard lookalike smashes his head in the thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That was a hell of a thing right there.
That, I actually audibly made a sound that was not unlike a gasp.
Yeah. I may have gasped a little. A little gasp came out.
There's a little squeak of gasp, and...
My kids are old enough to not be weird about it. Like, they're old enough to get it and, you know, mature enough to get it. They're in love with it. Like, they're really into it. So I'm so excited for like that Defender stuff, like Luke Cage and all that. Like if they're going to be this good about this, just imagine how they're going to do. It's going to be great. And I figured out who Matt Murdock is. Been bugging the crap out of me.
Who is he? Because I've been having that same thing.
He's the kid. Well, he was more of a kid then, but he's the Prince Charming type character in that movie with Claire Danes. Star, what is it? Star drop.
Oh, really? Stardust.
Stardust, that's it. Oh, shite, I'm gonna die. Yeah, Stardust. You know the one.
I saw that movie. That movie was...
Not terrible.
Not terrible, but I was a big fan of the book as well.
Yeah, it's a Neil Gaiman joint, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look at this!
It turned into a radiant chest.
That's radiant.
Glorious.
Glorious. All right. What do we got?
All right, cool. I got this knight hat now. Now I look like a knight.
I look like I have weeds on my head. Great.
So we're well protected, though.
Great. Yeah, my gear thus far is not great. Okay, let's now enter the... let's see. Let's do this Cursed Chamber of the Bone, which is Cathedral Level 1, the most northerly one.
That's what I used to call my bedroom.
That's the one, MacGyver. Robert De Niro dancing around to classical music in a dress and makeup. Or Mackie up, as he wrote. Oh, I love barrels. I'm a big barrel fan. If you want to ask me the number one thing Diablo 3 did that it needed to do, and since it did, it made it one of the most perfect games for me to play, is they got rid of shared loot.
Oh, yeah.
It's so important. Like, if you want to say, you can say all you want that, oh, Diablo 2 is a real classic and these games just don't hold up to it. Fine. You can make that argument. That's fine. However, that change alone changed the game for me in a positive way for multiplayer. Otherwise, I wouldn't want to do it. Like Borderlands, what the hell are they doing still? Dumbasses.
Yeah. I hate that. I hate having to do the loot negotiation, dropping it on the ground. Hey, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, it sucks. People steal stuff, especially if it's randoms with people you don't know. Yeah, F that. F that noise. Oh, we're getting challenged here.
Yeah, this is not an easy one to complete.
Come here, buddy. Well, that was our thing. Jeez. Yeah, I like how close stuff is. It was a little bit much last time. Maybe the other zones are better now, too. All right, now let's go to... Oh, wait. Did I get anything? I did. Oh, crap, though. I need one-handed. That's still better. Sweet, I got a dangling doodly do.
That's important to have.
All right, let's go kill Battle Rage the Plagued in the Halls of Agony level 1. That is our most westerly, southwesterly point there.
Battle Rage the Plagued.
Yeah, it's a great name.
Sounds like he's had a rough time of things.
Yeah, his life hasn't been a... okay of roses. It's been tough.
First you get a battle, you get angry about it, and then nothing but plague. Yep.
The only thing I don't like about sustained spells like these dogs is that I wish they were more active. Like, I want to hit one, but I don't need to. They're just there.
Yeah.
Gosh, die, you buttholes.
Oh, we got a
boss man.
Real excited guy behind us.
Yep.
He's happy to be here.
He's Crassus the Tormentor. If you haven't heard of him, one day you will, because I know you won't even die now. Please drop something.
You'll hear about him in the story of how Hank and Walt killed Crassus the Tormentor.
Yep. And how Skylar just wasn't having it.
The epic bard tales of Hank and Walt.
Chat room, quick tip. I have assigned the don't move key to my space bar. It's, I think, by default shift. And if it's a ranged character at all, I use this a lot where I don't have to accidentally click the ground and run past the guy who I meant to shoot. I can literally hold down space and then fire in any direction I want. It's pretty great. Let's go through here.
Found a
bell. Burn, you bastards. Oh, I got a new thing. What does this do for me? I've sucked in everybody's essence or something.
Oh, I can taunt people now.
Of course you can.
That's great.
Hey, you should taunt. You should taunt some guys.
I did.
Oh, come on. Die from my fiery bats.
It takes me a while to think of good insults to taunt them with.
Actually, I don't know what my new ability does yet. I'll have to look after this, death of that was slippy here. Go down, sucker. Go down. Go down. You're down. You're double hearing all your sounds, aren't you, because of me?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want that to be annoying. All right, let me look at that real quick. What do we got here? Whoops. Let's see. It's been so long. Feed on the life force of up to five enemies within 18 yards. All right, that's cool. What do we got? Ooh, yeah, much better. Good gosh. Oh, notice. Excuse me. The new stat. So, if you hover over a piece of gear, this is new in this patch. You got damage, toughness, and recovery. Remember that? That used to be, what was recovery? Was it healing?
Toughness. I think
No, it wasn't toughness. Toughness is still there. What was it called? It was
I thought that was the...
It was never recovery. That's new.
Was it healing before?
Might have been healing. Might have been healing, now that you mention it. Let me just double check. I got everything I want. Yep, I do.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Oh, did you just wave at me?
Yeah.
Is there a dance emote yet? Dude, I never just danced before. You can dance.
Look at that. I'd point at you.
What's your dance? Let's see it. Mine's racist.
Hold on. I'm just going through my Naga circle of emotes here. Okay. What do I have to do? Slash dance,
yeah.
I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Okay, let's slash dance.
Oh, you're like a little fancy man.
Yeah, look at that.
I am rocking out over there. Oh, I'm uncomfortable with his dance. I don't like it. Yours is fine. Mine's been a little racist. All right, let's go down here. Anyway. A lot of that stuff's new, but recovery, I don't remember what it was. Chat room, do you remember? Should probably be nice, not something.
They don't want us to know.
I want it to be hard. We do not go to the moon because it is easy. We go to the moon because I have a 4-hour erection and I can't get rid of it.
Only the moon can cure it.
Right. Moon power. Burn. Burn my hellfire. I'll get you, super fools! Alright. I guess this was just a short respite. There are better things up here.
Okay. Oh yeah, we're still looking for Battle Rage the Plague.
Yeah.
Plagued. Past tense. Yeah, he got better.
Yeah, he's convalescing.
He had a rough go of it, but...
That's a word I don't like. Convalescing. I don't like saying it. It's annoying for me. That's an old person thing to say. Okay, we have done our requisite deaths of people. Now we just have the plague guy when we're done with this zone. So I feel like it's still enough. Like, it's enough, you know, hunt around, go through a lot of random level stuff. Like, we're still having to do the work, right? But
yeah.
It does feel like it's less arduous to get to a bounty. Which is good, because I was in favor of... I've been in denial of bounties, was just doing so many rifts because I didn't like the hassle of all the travel. And rifts are, you know, just go through till you're done. I'm still a big fan of rifts, though.
Rifts are fun.
I'm such a spammer, dude. My God. Such a spammer. Oh, I see
an
arrow.
I click constantly while I'm playing Diablo.
Like this?
I click as if I am in a StarCraft game and I want my actions per second.
So, when you're moving, you're doing like a ton of them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's probably why I go through mice so fast.
I don't know. I don't think I do that so much. I think I do it a lot in pots. I do know that. Hey, only one fat guy got through the thing. Only one Brian Ibbett got through that trapper. Hey, Brian Ibbett, I'm not saying you look like one of these guys. I'm just saying you look like a lot like one of these guys. If you're here listening, right, watch out, this is going to hurt. Oh,
I got hit by it.
Seems like you should have died.
You would think that would kill you, but Turns out no.
Turns out, oh, this is him. This is Battle Rage the Plague. Don't let him kiss you or whatever.
Yeah. Well, there's the plague. The plague came out of him.
Oh, is that what? Is that what's running down my leg? All right, here we go. Jungle Fortitude. What does that give me? Oh, I think we have our first... we have our first passive. So...
Good.
Reduce all damage taken by you... Reduce all damage taken by you and your pets. Taken by you? I guess that's right. Enemy dies in 20 yards. Okay, that's... mitigate some damage. Oh, wait. We had some other stuff. Spiders. What do we got with the spiders? They leap now.
Spiders.
She got there with your spiders. Oh, what's horrify? Horrify. Don a spectral mass that horrifies all enemies within 18 yards. Got them to tremor in fear and be immobilized. Nope. Zombie dogs are staying. Sorry. All right. This is an annoying place. We're going to go now to... Let's just do Southern Highlands at the bottom. Oh, look at you. You got gear, dude.
You mean Northern Highlands?
What did I say?
You went to Southern Highlands, but we've already cleared
that.
Oh,
I'm a dumbass. Go to Weeping Hollow. Or Northern Highlands. Yeah, you're right. They're right there. Okay, here we go. What do we have?
Yeah, I got this cool axe. I look like I'm ready to beat up trees.
There's some badassery there. Kill enemies in the North Highlands. 100 of those. Enter Leoric's Manor. Kill Kraylin the Wicked. All right. He won't know what hit him.
But we'll feel okay about ourselves because he was wicked.
Yep. And don't ask me how I've got 1,000 pots of spiders in my possession. I don't have a way to explain it. Magic.
It's another Breaking Bad reference, really.
Yeah. Something to do with Tortuga or whatever his name was. What was his name? Not Tortuga.
I was thinking of the little kid who got shot, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tortuga Turtle, the turtle guy.
Yeah, that's the guy. With Danny Trejo. Burn, tree. Bastard. Ooh, look, a cursed chest. Whoop, hold on.
Oh, butterfly.
My sister would say she had a cursed chest when she was in high school, but that's the whole different thing. All right, here we go. Oh, my lord. Blue men. The blue men group. I desire to destroy them. Don't worry, I'm behind a wall. It doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah, they're really showing us.
It's funny how easy they are at the beginning.
They've got Tassadar's worst ultimate.
Build a wall.
Ability. Yeah, build a wall.
Hey, you might get a chance to use that today. Hey, we beat the event, but not. We still have about 90 characters to kill and find Leoric's Manor. What we got here? Ooh. Two-hand. F that.
Really? This one-handed dirk is better than this two-handed sword? That's sad. Sad things have happened here in Tristram.
I had a friend in high school named One-Handed Dirk. It's a long story. Why he was called that. All right. Let's go a little east. Look at these. It's like Gimli and Legolas, man. Two unlikely heroes together at last. Laying waste to the Goatmen strongholds.
In the pantheon of strong duos, you know, Batman and Robin, Gimli and Legolas, Walt and Hank, were right up there.
Never forget. Have an A1 day. Oh, look at that. Golden an item. Let's see what we got. A hat that's not better. Great. Ooh, I do have a better dire bat. What do we have in here? Dire bats. Summon fewer but larger bats that travel longer distance. I'm into that. Oh, yeah, look at that.
That's a bigger bat for sure.
It's one of them. When they say fewer, they really mean fewer. As opposed to 1,000 of them, there's one. All right. Oh, frogs. Let's do Plague of Toads. I feel like they don't do any good, though.
Well, I feel like it reflects what it would be in real life.
Yeah, just
hey, there's
everywhere.
A lot of frogs outside. That sucks.
Yeah.
Like, that's about as bad as your day gets.
Are they leaping toward my enemies? I've never understood that. Hey, you just leveled again. Or did you just now level?
I just now leveled.
Oh, why am I ahead? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I was probably slacking at some point.
Lift up the old skirt. All right. This is not our man, but we'll do as a distraction. Oh, good lord. Need more mana. Oh, we have a... Wither Moth. Man, I want to be on the team that names shit. It
sounds like a Pokemon.
The Wither Moth?
Yeah.
Kind of does. They're big Pokemon fans. I don't like these. I don't like this room because those cost more. Don't mind me. I'll just send most of my frogs out to kill nothing.
Just to be frogs.
Yeah, they're kind of, I'm putting the frogs away.
I feel like you're not fighting so much as just like... recreating scenes from E.T.
totally. You're the guy with keys.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's take a moment to reassess. I'm going to change back to no rune. And frogs going back to poison dart for a while. And this guy's the same. This guy's the same. All right. Hey, tree.
A tree was very respectful.
Yeah, he was.
I feel almost bad killing him.
Oh.
I'll let them finish reworking their spells.
Time to do. Oh,
oh shit.
I didn't realize you were busy. I'll just go over here for a little while.
Don't mind me.
Don't light any campfires.
If you know what I mean.
That's a little tree humor. Thanks for stopping by.
Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
Let's see. Can I go? Hey, I think there's something down here. No, no, no. This is wrong. We want to be up. I'm getting other zone info down there. So, yeah. There it is. See it pointing? I hate that. That's one thing I hate. I've done that before. I'll go like way out of my zone and then realize later that it's not even. Dude, we went the totally wrong way. It's this way. Shit.
You know, Leoric's Manor, which is always up at the upper part of the map. We decided to go to the south.
Damn it.
It's fine.
Isn't that part always this way, too? It's always right up here.
Yeah, it always is.
Shit.
It's all right.
You think I'd learn?
They didn't hire us because of our strong sense of direction.
Is this the moment where the guy yells at us and goes, to me! Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, that's him.
He dies in seconds, that guy.
He had a plan, though.
To me! Oh, no! Even 20 goat men can't protect me.
I regret this decision immediately.
You're a little Deckard Cain there.
Yeah, I'll just throw that in.
I like the...
Good evening.
Hello. Oh, dear.
Remember when I used to identify items?
For free. These cultists
are... right-click.
Cultists are dumbasses. Perhaps the squishiest characters in the game. Stay a while and kill them. This way. I'm always tempted to go clear stuff out, but I've learned in bounties that it's a fool's errand. You may as well just clear it, get your package of goods from Zippy at home.
Move on.
Right on. All right, now we're going to make folks.
All right, I'll be over here if you need me.
Yep, no problem. You have my axe. I have your shield.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
I might need that, though.
Oh, all right. Seems crucial to your survivability.
Turns out I needed that, so...
I don't like these blue guys. Have you heard that talk by Josh about the games... Switch and all that and getting rid of the auction house?
I have not, but I want to after hearing what you said about it. I love that sort of stuff.
It's fantastic. Really great talk, just generally. Even if you're not coming to it as a Diablo fan and you're just like, what goes on in the minds of developers? How do they come to the decisions they make? How does Blizzard deal with these kinds of things versus other devs? Like, a lot of really eye-opening stuff. Stuff that I would have normally thought, ooh, I'll bet they won't even let him talk about some of this stuff. They totally let him. Like the meeting where he suggested they dump the auction house. Great story.
Oh, really? Yeah. They talk about that even.
Yeah. It's not even what you think. He wasn't even paying attention. He said he was dicking around on his notepad. He was doodling. He said it was one of those business meetings. There was like financial guys there. And it was like real boring. And then Morheim says, Josh, you've been quiet. This is right after he'd been called to be the new lead on the team.
Yeah.
And he didn't even know what they were talking about. And they said, so what do you think about Diablo? What do you think is the number one thing we need to do right now? And he says, get rid of the auction house. And they had a back and forth about it. And eventually everybody in that room, financial guys, everybody agreed, yep, we need to chuck it. It's detrimental to the game. We need to bite that mistake and kill it.
Yep, that's a big one too. That was, a landmark feature of the game.
I 100% agree.
But not a good one.
It was a terrible idea, and they hearing them admit it and then explain how the admission came, it was really interesting. Like, people are going to be cynical about that stuff and go, yeah, you're just money grubbing, and they realize how dumb it was. You know how people get.
Yeah.
I believe what Josh says when he says it, and it sounds to me like they were like, you know what? We need to salvage one of the greatest game series in the history of video games. And we're going to do that. Oh, we should have killed that thing a while ago. That was hurting us. That little rune on the ground, that was bad. And these goat men, they're providing a lot of interference here.
They're persistent.
Bastards.
I'll give them that.
All right. I'm going to check what I got on that last drop. Ooh, yes.
I think when I went to take a look at my abilities, I ran just far enough to bring everybody running over to me.
Yeah.
Yep, sure enough. There they are.
Oh, good.
Hey, everybody, come here. I'm going to hit you with a shield.
That's right. I got some hot new shit here, so that'll be fun. That dead villager had nothing on him. Okay, up the hole we go. Oh, that's good. He's good. But yeah, totally worth listening to. I recommend it to anybody. Even just creative people who want to know how like that process works. And how hard it is to give up on something and realize when you're done that you should have done it the whole time.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating. All right. Kick and click. That's what we do. Kick and click.
All right, dark cultists, get them.
Dark blue cultists. They suck.
We were going to be the navy cultists, but that was already taken.
Right. Oh, freezing cultists. When hard levels, hard torment levels, that ice is the bane of me.
Oh, yeah.
That and the purple lasers.
Nobody likes purple lasers.
Nope. Chat room, a reminder that after we are done here, or after we hit the pretty close to the top of the hour, what time is it? We've got about 15 minutes. We will be switching over to Heroes, adding a couple of friends, and that has been deemed popular. Everybody who writes in and sends me emails, okay, I guess we got to go here. Sorry, I was leading you astray. That us playing Heroes on the regular is a thing people want. So we're gonna do that. Hey, this guy was very conveniently located.
Yeah. Hi, I'm going to hang out right here at the door.
Hi, I'm Kraylin the Wicked, and
welcome to my home.
Hello. Has set a spell. Oh, I used to have that problem in Heroes where I was using 1, 2, 3, and 4 all the time, and then when I'd go into I would leave here and try to hit 1 through 4 there and go, why aren't my abilities working? Now I'm hitting Q, W, E, and R here. I'm wondering why my abilities aren't working. Freaking pisses me off. All right, we have one left. It is the Weeping Hollow.
We should probably hit the town and
Town and unload. Yeah, good idea.
I've got a
in Diablo,
nice little stockpile going.
In the parlance of Diablo, you go to town to take a dump. Hey, Team NVIDIA. Hey, Scott, what's the name of the video you were talking about so I can link it? Oh, I don't know what it's called. You know what? I'll get you a title real quick. Hold on. It is called Diablo 3's Road to Redemption. And here, I'll put it in the chat. You can hear the top of it here. Oh, it's actually... Hold on, I'm trying to find a YouTube one. Yeah, there we go.
We needed to do the other teams at Blizzard... were brutal with their feedback, but they were also really supportive in helping us make this transformation. All the way up to the leadership of the company, everybody understood what was at stake. And more importantly, our...
All right, so that's just a taste of it. Hold on. Does Twitch log me out indiscriminately sometimes? Good Lord. Give me a sec. I could have played that the whole time we were playing, I suppose. But it's worth people checking out. What? Deleted link. What? No, it's deleting my link. Anyway, Diablo 3's Road to Redemption on YouTube. Josh Mascara, GDC. You can search for all that and you'll find it. Okay, I got to talk to Slappy over here. I haven't done anything. All right, prepare. 7 gold, baby. That's amazing. Oh, yeah. Place that weapon. Boots, finally. How come it took me so long to get freaking boots? I've been running around barefoot.
Oh my gosh, I don't have boots either.
That sucks. That's not right. That's wrong.
Hold on. We gotta, I should make some boots probably.
You guys will note you don't get, until you upgrade your dude here, you don't get the mass item dusting. Oh, that's weird.
There. They're crappy boots, but they're better than no boots.
Oh, did you buy some?
Yeah.
Who'd you get them from? Her? No.
No, I made it from this guy. I crafted them.
Oh, you already crafted them?
Yeah, I upgraded him a couple times.
How much? Oh, we got a lot of gold.
There, I upgraded him again.
All right, I'm going to do it real quick. Let's forge a weapon. Nope. What do we want here? Rare sword. That might be okay. Well, it's one-handed.
Craft shoulders as well, because I don't have any shoulders. So let's make some.
All right, we're going to craft a sword. Ooh, I like it.
And I made a big stick with a dangly bit that I'm going to hit things with.
Can I do shoulders yet?
I made shoulders.
Did you? I think I'm going to make a pair. Do I have the money? I do. Ooh, I'm spending a lot of money. You forget how that stuff doesn't grow on trees. Okay, that's enough for me for enough gear, I think. I'm going to go put my crap in the hole. I don't know what that means. All right. I think we're ready. You ready to go back? All
right. Yeah, let's do this.
Let's clear this. Let's go back at Tyrael to give us some shite so I can go then kill him in Heroes of the Storm. Yeah, guys, seriously, watch that video. I don't know why I think it's so great. To me, it's as good as any TED Talk I've ever seen. Ooh, I hate the queen ladies that barf up new people. What do they call
yeah,
them?
That's not how people should be made.
Nope. Hold on. I hated these guys, or the version of these guys in Diablo 2. Freaking hated.
Oh, yeah, they were the worst.
Yeah, in this, they're not as bad. It's like they got the memo. Dead adventurer. I could do without crawling torso man. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Because you never know when you're going to get him.
It just takes too long for it to transition from him to be a standing up guy to a crawling torso. Yep. I feel like I've already moved on by the time the torso's coming at me, yeah. And then I just feel like I have to go back.
You're so over it by then.
Yeah, I'm done. Look at this fight was over.
Dragging their spines. I need more mana. You know, mana.
Mon.
Yeah, mon. Need more mana, mon.
That's what they should say. If they don't say that, that's a missed opportunity.
Mana, mana. Alright.
Mana, mon.
Mana, mon.
Oh, treasure goblin.
What?
Treasure goblin.
Where? Oh, it's a good one, too. Blood Thief. We want that. Then we can get Kadalarha to give us stuff now. And she can drop things even if they aren't legendary. They can still be super good. Got him.
All right, now I gotta follow this trail because I don't think I picked them all up.
No. It's such a mess with Witch Doctor. It's just such, just barfing stuff. You know what I mean? Like, he's just vomiting spells. It's nothing. You can't keep track of it all. All right, here we go. Take down the fatty. Burn his worms. Everybody hang tight. We're almost there. And I'll tell you what I do tonight. If we don't finish whatever match we're in Heroes while the stream's live, I'll switch over to my channel at the end. And you guys can still see it.
Yeah, they missed, unfortunately, the high-level Tassadar wall gameplay.
Yeah,
that I was
the level
out.
20 wall upgrade.
Yeah.
What was the thing to witness? I grew in. Ooh, level 13. Lucky 13. Hold on.
What did you get for level 13?
I got a ring, and I got a numbing dart. What does that do? Shoot a cold dart that will slow the enemy. That sounds all right.
Makes everyone real emo.
Mm-hmm. We got haunt, an enemy with a spirit dealing 4,000 damage is cold. You know what? Let's go a little cold right now. I like the idea of going cold. Sacrifice does what? Banish one of your active dogs. I don't like doing that. I thank you. It's not cool. It's not cool to do that to the dogs. Yeah, it's yours. Rabid dogs. Oh, yeah. Okay. Whoops.
All right. There. Oh, hey, those look rabid.
They're
now.
Pretty pissed. Oh, what happened there? Oh, okay. Well, don't want to do that. All right, let's go. Yeah, let's continue on. Oh, was there an item there? Oh.
Apparently we killed something over here because there was something on the ground, but...
Like an item?
Yeah, like an item.
You kicked that guy in the crotch is what that looked like. Need help?
He's dead. He didn't care.
Health pots are so dumb in this game. Or the health buckets or whatever they are. Here we go. The Den of Iniquity. In we go.
A den of stinking evil.
Come with me. Did you see that creature? He's still the best character in this game. And he's such a numbnut. Like, he's seen all this stuff with me 1,000 times, yet he acts like it's the first time he's seen any of it.
Yeah.
He goes, I'd like more like that one, please. Like, that's all we've had tonight. He's great. I like very when he complains exciting. That I'm standing around. We can't vanquish evil if we stand around all day. Apparently this is hurting. I don't know, is it? Am I hurting people?
Oh, I don't know what you're doing.
What's this ability? Okay, haunt an enemy. Haunt an enemy with a spirit, dealing 4,000 damage this cold over 12 seconds. If the enemy dies, the spirit will haunt another rabid... Oh, I don't have to, like, spray it and...
Oh, that's actually a really cool-looking spell. It just doesn't look like it does anything.
I don't think it's doing anything.
You're like the X-Men Dazzler.
Yeah. What's her name? Who's the one I'm thinking of? What's her
name?
Are
you thinking of Jubilee?
Jubilee, freaking fireworks girl. She sucks. Yeah. She's in the new one, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, it's a dot. So what I do is I infect them with a spirit, and then they die over time. I'm not
they
sure
made
like
Jubilee
that.
A vampire.
Did they really?
Yeah, they really made her a vampire.
Well, at least that's cool, sort of. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's better than I have fireworks powers.
I feel like this haunt is not really doing it. I can use a million.
Scared.
I can do a trillion of them. I guess it's working. Oh, hello, fireball.
Nope, oh, it isn't done exploding.
crap. Of course I get shoulders now after I bought them. Alright, chat. We're probably pretty close. Once we get it, we'll pop out. That's all heroes all the time. Very nice of you all to be here. Oh, hello, gentlemen.
There's a boss over here.
Oh, is that what that was?
You take care of his minions. I got this boss.
Hey, you are the tank, right?
Yeah, look at me.
Look at you tanking. I really don't think this is hurting him. Is it hurting him?
His feelings, perhaps.
I should turn on damage numbers. That's a real plan. Ooh, a belt, and it's legendary. Let's see what we got. My dogs are busy killing a thing. Ooh, I got a belt, and that is tight.
I got a new yellow chess piece. It has made me very blue.
Yeah, you look at you. You need to... Yeah, they're still killing this. How come the dogs are these anyway? They suck. Oh, that's a beefy scavenger. Right.
They're rabid.
Beefy scavenger.
They're the kind you have a small child go out and shoot unceremoniously.
Yep. Here we go. Kill all enemies on this level, and we've won the thing. We've won the internet. Oh, there's still a living creature. Oh, you know what? I'm changing this. Bats. No rune. Hold on. Oh, shit. Don't you hate that?
He got really into whatever he was doing. Oh, sweet. I have a horse now.
What?
This is important.
Oh, right. The only character that can literally mount in the game.
All right.
You good? Let's go up here.
Of course, I'm good.
Look at that. You and your spirit pony.
Ooh.
We love the pony. 105 plus damage.
Thing I can't use. I was really excited about it, though.
I can do 100% more damage, but I don't want to go two-handed. I hate that choice. I hate it. So your ability there will just get you ahead of me all the time. Is that what that's
yeah, right? Basically just like it's Old Spice commercial. I'm on a horse.
Yeah, perfect.
There you go. So when I played this at BlizzCon,
yeah.
And it was they were debuting the Crusader.
Yeah.
I did not, you know, you're in a line, you've waited, you don't have time to really read the abilities thoroughly.
Yeah.
And it was me and this other guy, and we assumed that running people over with our horse was doing damage.
Yeah.
And so we were spending the entire fight just riding around in a circle around these guys, and it was not doing anything.
That's awesome. I love that you did that. But that's how it goes until you know.
Yeah.
That wasn't as resplendent as the chest could have been.
Oh, it was pretty good to me.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah, no legendaries.
No legendaries yet? Okay. Well, I still feel good about that for now. Ooh, my sword's cool. I've got a cool sword. All right. Somebody... Ooh, here we go. We got it. New event. What? What do you mean new event? Okay, return to New Tristram. Back to home. Actually, before we do that, what do I have? What did I get?
Laws of Valor.
Oh, I got a new zombie charger deal. Oops. Okay, back home. All right, perfect timing. We're going to hit it right on the nut. Hey, guys, guess how long it takes to do a thing, give or take 10 minutes. About an hour, just so you know.
I mean, we would have been much better. We had a dance-off in the middle.
Right.
All right, we should open this thing, see what we got.
Yeah, oh, yeah, let's talk to...
This Herodric Cash.
Did I already get it in my thing when you touched him? I think I did. Yeah.
I got all crafting supplies.
There we go. I got some shards. I do like the new vacuum thing, right? I got a bunch of gear. Rift keys and some gloves that are way better. So I'll put those on. I still don't have any wrists and I don't have neck. But not bad. Also, I would note, and this is important to note, in that same hour and in one bounty run, we were able to achieve level 14.
Yeah, not bad at all.
That's pretty good. So, I'm going to go turn this stuff in. Oh, not that. Do I want to get rid of that? Let me hang on to that. I am going to talk to Kadalarha. There's no reason not to spend this money.
Oh, that's a good point. I forgot we dealt with
I'll
her.
I'll do the things that I don't have. So, we'll do wrists here.
That's a good idea.
So, here we go. Whoops. Maybe you can find a use for that. I mean, it's already better than
I could do two mystery rings.
Shit, they're all poo.
Oh, requires level 16 before I can even equip them. That would be...
Mine are all blue. Which is to say, poop. Still better than nothing. Okay. Mirror, mirror, mirror. Probably never gonna.
Oh my gosh, I got a legendary from Kadalarha.
No way.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I got a shield called Denial.
Is it a transmoggy one or no?
Yeah. You want it?
Throw that down just so I can pick it up and then I'll show the fine folks at home here. Hold on. This is called Denial. Oh, it won't let me pick it up. Why is that? They always let
we
you
pick
up.
We had that problem before too, didn't we?
Yeah. Why is that though? I do that all the time in other games. Well, whatever. I can't pick it up. But that's cool. That looks great on the ground glowing like that.
I can't use it yet. I think it's, what does it say? Level 16. Oh. So that'll be riding with me for a while. I also got this new sword.
Yeah.
It's wavy, which makes me think of Dragonheart.
Let's take a look.
Everybody should think of Dragonheart more often.
Where is it? Let's see the sword. Oh, I guess you can't.
There we go.
You can't reveal it, really. Okay.
Maybe I could. Maybe, there.
Woo. Oh,
there
yeah. I saw that. Get Covetous Shem right in the face. Did you notice the replacement of everybody? This whole area got rezoned.
Yeah, I was so excited about it after I had run all the way over to where he used to be. I was like, where'd he go?
That's pretty funny. All right, we're getting out of this. That's pretty good, I think. Level 14? Dude, we'll do this we'll do this before the end of the thing, maybe, if we keep playing it.
I think we can do it.
All right, exit Diablo. All right. Oh, gosh. Now, let us take a moment to start another game. Welcome to phase three of the show. This is the part where we play Heroes of the Storm. Oh, there's nobody in there hardly. Interesting. You know why? Because on Saturdays is when the pros play.
Yeah.
We get our asses handed to us.
Absolutely.
Gonna find Eric.
Let's see. Or not. It's okay if he didn't. We'll make this work. Where's my XP bonus? Oh, I have an active Stimpak. Alright, adding you to my party. Add. I'd add Twitchkins, but he's doing something else. We're both 24. Look at that. If anybody else is on my friends list, and you know if you are because we played before, if you want to hop in, I will add you to this match. Currently there are only two people, John Jagger and Twitchkins. And Twitchkins is in Hero League, and he's been in there for 17 minutes, so I don't know what that probably means. I want to get 40 so I can do that Hero League. Is it 30? Yeah. 30 or 40? 30? I think it's 30. No? Actually, I don't know. Oh, Eric's coming online. Hey, cool. All right. Woo goo goo.
Goo 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 goo.
Oh, hey man. It's Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. I wasn't sure if you had something come up or something because I didn't see you online, but there you are.
I'm logging in right now.
Looks like woo hoo goo is going to get in too. Or woo goo. Sorry. Actually, woo go. All right, invite to party. Invite to party. Now I just need one. If one more person wants to get in. We'd be glad to add you. If not, this could be it. Oh, you better hit play here.
Oh, Jocelyn's on.
Is she?
Yeah.
She's in my list. Should be. Oh, yeah, there she is. She is invited. Holy shit, Gazlo. You're an eyesore, man.
Hey, it's awesome. Like when he's doing his little like Ray thing, it's like a jack-in-the-box sound.
Yeah, right?
I think Jocelyn's going to make me change my hero.
I'm going to try to add her.
We'll go with...
If we can get a lady in here, that'd be new for the show. It's all dudes all the time. It's all wieners.
Sausage fest.
We need a lady person.
It's not a sausage fest. I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Welcome. You bring some classing up the joint.
I'm terrible, just so you know.
That's all right. You've had some...
I thought all that smite would, like, prepare you.
No, not for heroes. It's totally different.
Such a different kind of game, yeah. That third-person stuff. Oh, yeah, we can hit go. We're going to do quick match. Ready? Here we go. Don't mind giant, ugly Gazlo standing there next to you.
He's really blocking our view, at least on my screen. His big boxing glove is completely covering Jocelyn.
Yeah, your face is covered by a boxing glove. I don't think that's fair.
My whole screen is, like, black. I can't see anybody's stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
What the heck?
I don't know.
Uh-oh. That's some kind of weird glitch there.
I know.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Well, I'm not going to play any better or worse, whether I can see or not.
Hey,
so.
The best thing about Lili is all you got to do is spam her freaking area heal thing and you'll be fine.
I know. All the cups.
She's so easy. But important. Like, she wins matches, so I'll happily have her on our team. Ooh, Haunted Mines. What's the strat on here these days? I don't know. I hardly ever get it.
Go to the mines.
Go to the mines. Kill shit guys. In the mines. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Get the boss in the mine.
Collect more skulls than the opponents.
Yeah.
Venture underground.
Yeah.
Unleash the golems.
Hey, it's like you're reading that somewhere. The loading screen! Alright, well, we got this. This will be fun. Boobplex, we're with you. I'm also very addicted to this game. I love this game. Although I haven't had any time this weekend to play until now. Which is good. We should be able to get at least two matches. Yeah.
during this time before the stream goes away, but we'll do our best. Who wants to go where?
So, when I was playing with Kurtz the other day, we did a 4-1 strategy on this.
That's good. Let's do that. Where do we... Who? What four and where?
Four bottom, one up top.
All right. So. Who we got up there?
We'll let
Woohoo go up there. He's already up there.
10 seconds. Poor Woohoo. All by himself.
No voice chat, nothing. 3, 2, 1. All right, Thrall's ready to dominate like he does.
So, Lily, how are you doing?
I still can't see anything.
Really?
Oh, no.
Your screen's black?
Can you tab out and tab back in and see if
I tried. I tried changing from full screen to window to everything.
Oh, no.
/reload UI.
Can you do that?
I don't think that actually works.
Oh, these guys are going to not be happy because we're all here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Oh, there's not. Hey, they went for the 4-1, too. I guess there's just two of them. Oh, we almost had him. You almost had him! Right, don't get cocky, Scott. Just kill stuff, buddy.
Take easy games.
Yeah, we'll totally win this without our healer.
I'm sorry!
It's alright.
I'm living a life right now.
That's really weird. I wonder what happened.
Just log out and log back in.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to.
Yeah, try that. It'll let you back in. I think. Isn't that how that works?
Yeah, it'll reconnect. We'll have our AI for a little bit, and then shoot.
Yeah, it'll say, a hero has re-entered the game.
I just noticed there's confetti that comes out with my cannon.
That's because you're like a giant monkey or something, right? What's the deal with him?
Wow.
Got him. Oh, I love those guys dying before we're even level 2. Yeah.
Oh, let me come hit one of these turrets.
Yeah, hey, put that thing to sleep. Thank you.
Hey, Lily's with us.
Hey, hey, she's AI like a computer Lily. Lady.
She's
oh,
so much
back
better
up.
Than me.
That turret's going to start shooting.
Oh, it shut up again.
Oh, yep.
It's not really the...
I thought you were pulling back.
It's not even the terminology, is it? It's, you put it to sleep. What is it? You silence it. There.
Yeah, I put the turret to sleep, because that's how turrets work.
Yeah, the fact that we have already got down a tower, that's not good for them. I feel good about our chances. Robot Lily notwithstanding.
Well, I mean, now they're all up there.
Oh, shit. He's dead.
Bye.
Okay, I feel good about how dumb these guys are.
Alright, let's hit the...
Alright, let's go mines.
Do we want to jump...
Follow Lily.
Yeah, follow Lily.
Lily knows.
She always knows. Choose a talent. We should pretty easily get boss in here, I think, too.
Cut to the right.
Yeah. A hero has rejoined. Hey, a hero.
Oh, they're coming up behind us.
That's alright, we'll get him. We got him. Dead. Focus on Lee League. Dude, they suck. This is great. This is what we want. This is a stream. Hey, guys, it's not that they suck. It's that we're great. Killing
spree. Yeah, I'm retiring after this match.
Yeah, this is the final. The match to end all matches.
Let's just...
Should we just go right to boss, or do you want these other groups?
Yeah,
they're fast.
Oh, they're
in there working
anyway.
On it? Okay, well, let's stop them from any...
Ah, he stunned me just long enough for my teleport to not work.
Okay.
A hero has left. Oh, did we lose you again?
I'm sorry, I'm working on it, and chat room gave me a suggestion, so...
Oh, good. They're good for that.
They said quit the game.
They know all the things.
They can quit the game and don't play.
Exactly. It's a fantastic suggestion. Someone just says smite, and I just drop everything. Sorry.
Oh, we should be hearthing, shouldn't we?
Dude, our golem is amazing.
Yeah,
Should we all push top?
Let the golem do bottom with Lily?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to try and get that merc camp real quick if anybody wants to get the one nearest to us.
I'll come with you. This one here?
Yeah. That's the one.
You should listen to Chris Metzen with his voice modulator and get this mercenary camp.
I'm so excited he's coming under attack. Can I even tell you? I'm nervous, though. even though we're kind of, you know, we talk, we text, we talk and stuff. So I shouldn't be nervous, but I'm totally nervous about it.
I would be nervous.
He says, don't be nervous. You know me. And I'm like, yeah, that's weird. It's weird. I mean, it's not weird that I know. Oh, Lily, go down, go down. Nope. Nope. Scott, just remember.
Don't get greedy.
Don't get greedy. He just played one kill at a time. Oh, he... Yeah, where are you killing him? Oh my gosh, they're gonna kill me.
I have a loading screen.
Oh,
yay!
Yeah?
I didn't have that before.
Oh, she's dead.
Oh.
No, not you. Your character's fine. Dude, we are dominating.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I couldn't be happier with everything that just happened.
Yeah, that was a beautiful moment. You know what? I have a hard time with Asmodan. He's on our team. But when he shoots his stupid thing, I always want to get out of the way.
It's WoW tactics.
Yeah, big time WoW tactics.
Oh, they're all down with the monster now.
Fighting ours? Defending it?
Yeah.
That's okay, because we're going to get the next one, and that's when it'll matter. So let them eat their tartar sauce. We got this. You guys remember that Simpsons episode?
Tartar sauce?
Let them eat their tartar sauce.
Oh!
A little hitch when I'm recording, but not too bad. Wait, we're just
oh
rolling.
My god, I can see stuff.
No way! Did it work? What'd they have
yeah,
you do?
Yeah, way.
What'd they have you do?
Something in my NVIDIA settings.
Oh, weird. It's a perfect channel to figure that out on. Go down, you big lug. All right, here we go. They're literally losing half their map without even coming up here to defend it. My Wind Fury is paying dividends. They don't have ults either, so any team fight we should completely dominate. If anyone dies in the team fight, we're not friends anymore.
Oh god, wow. Too much pressure.
I'll still be friends. All right. Oh, hello, guys.
There they are. Silence them.
Wow. We may win. Your destiny is
got some mercs coming up.
You've got some coming?
Yep.
Or they do.
I got some coming.
GURP, you're a badass. It's kind of crappy. Their Lily blows. Our Lily's not even in it. It's better than their Lily.
Oh my gosh, I thought that
I'm
was a
here
clone.
Now.
Well, you're here now. That's true. That's true. I keep forgetting you're back then.
It's like, ouch, Scott. Right in the field.
Right in the field. Down goes Murden. I feel like we're just toying with poor souls. This is how I felt when Kurtz and his team beat me the other night. I felt like these poor guys. Hi, Lily. It's almost like I never knew you, buddy. Oh! I almost died!
Well, you almost hated yourself forever, Scott.
Oh my gosh. Someone heal me. Oh, thank you, Lily.
Oh my god!
The computer didn't pick my super awesome like 1,000 cup ulti, so
this is amazing.
This is all the right. Best I can do.
Now we gotta kill this thing. Chocolate, before, chocolate, guys. Chocolate.
Whoa! That is the shortest game I've ever been in.
Yeah, that's a record. We didn't even get a second mine trip, did we?
No.
Like, we did all that before the second mine opened. That's crazy. Insanity.
I feel really good about how that went.
That went really well.
We're going to hit... I'm going to level in this next one if we do just as well. All right. Oh,
look at those stats.
Did we lose our... How did we lose you? Weird.
I think since she was going in and out.
I DC'd and came back.
Yeah.
Man, look at those sexy, sexy stats.
I got people all asking to get in. Okay, here we go. Ready.
Oh my gosh, I feel so bad. They had no takedowns.
Yeah, zero. Don't feel too bad. I've been on that end once, and it's not good. It motivates you.
Hey, Kurtz's game, we had one takedown.
We did. I've been in a couple, though, where we were at zero and just complete works. Like, people that were tournament-level players were clearly killing us. But maybe these guys are saying that about us. It's just all about where you're at. Dude, Eric, I forgot you bought that crazy skin. It's like not even October. What are you doing over there? Look at that thing. That hair is so cool. That shock of white. So can you see, Jocelyn? You can see now.
Yes, I can see everything. We should be good.
Okay. Good, good, good.
Did you buy that skin that Thrall has right now?
Yeah. It was on sale. It was like $7 or something. So.
Dangly bits? Sweet.
Yeah, the one with the
Thrall. Love the dangly bits.
Thrall's balls there.
The funniest is Abathur in his onesie pajamas.
What's even funnier is that video you sent me with all his little minions he spawns also have the little pajamas on. Which is great.
I thought it was that video I sent you because it's like this Dragon Knight, awesome, massive Dragon Knight, and this little...
A little pajama guy killed it?
No, he came out of it.
Oh, because he possessed it or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Abathur, I don't know what to do with him, so I'm not even going to try. I know he's
hard. Actually, I bought him last night.
Oh, really? So, what do you think?
Yeah, I haven't ventured into how to play him yet, but...
All right, chat room, here it is. Doing this. I'm a terrible team player, though. I hate to burden others with my lack of ability, says Cindy the Cat in the chat.
That's exactly how I feel. That's why I don't normally play, because I'm so bad.
Well, the reason I like this game is because we're all leveling regardless, and I mean, you have to contribute to level, obviously, but you don't. It's not like one guy can just out-level everybody on his team, and then they all look like idiots because they didn't keep up with him, you know? I hate that in other MOBAs. Let's see. All right. Let's do that. Oh, this is a different map. What's the strat on this one?
Just everybody take a lane, I guess.
All right. Nothing special. I just always like to ask if somebody's doing something new on here.
We typically only want one in the middle because it's so important to hold the shrines.
Yeah, I'll go bottom.
10 seconds. I'll go bottom with you. Scott, you're going to be all by yourself.
It's all right. Four, I'll soak mid. Three, two, I don't have a problem. Yeah.
Let the battle begin. Let the battle get my seeds.
Oh, different lady. Oh, two down here. Great. Hello.
Whoa.
He is just right into it.
Yeah, he says, I gotta go. I gotta go. I gotta go. Nice!
Did you die?
No.
No.
Almost.
Shit, they're playing me. Damn it. There's two in mid, and they're both really good.
What is going on? Five-man groups tonight.
Yeah, this isn't going to go well. They're going to work middle. And let loose the Dragon
Knight. Oh, we got...
Middle. And I have no health. Damn it.
We got Al Pacino down here attacking us again.
I gotta go help up. They're soaking up major XP. Actually, I guess we're ahead of them, but not by much.
Well, we've been killing them over down here.
Okay, so where's this thing appearing? Do we have any guesses? It's never the same, right?
No, this is the one where you control the shrine at the top and bottom.
All right, let's do bottom.
And then you have to take the middle.
Right.
Let's all right, go I bottom. Gotta go. I gotta... Arth.
Someone already has top. Levy has top.
Yeah, we got top.
Okay. Let's fight this one out. Okay, this guy sucks. Kill him.
Will somebody... He's terrible. I'm gonna go middle, I guess.
He's terrible. This guy's terrible.
Yeah, we've killed him twice already. That's a third time right there.
Okay.
All right.
Their guys in the middle aren't bad. I can tell they've been randomly matched with some idiots. Is anybody going to go get that?
I'm going to try and go get it right now.
I'm going to distract this auto frenzy chick.
Oh, they got a person guarding it.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, they got their whole team guarding it.
Should we, how you want to do this?
I'm gonna come up there.
Hold back a little bit, because they're gonna ambush you again if you go towards the middle.
Okay, I'm right here.
Let's kind of meet up with Eric.
Yeah, they ambushed me.
We got Al Pacino here.
We got Al Pacino here.
Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah!
Uh-oh. They're trying to take the bottom shrine right now.
Yeah, they're the bottom
trying
shrine.
To get top two.
Ah! Run, Scott! You dummy!
I know.
Oh, shit! I died.
Alright, so I'm gonna go down and try to get the bottom, I guess?
Yeah.
Damn it.
They've got it.
You got this? Should I go down or should I go
red.
Up?
They're both red.
How's it up?
I would go help with up. We got more people over there.
Why are they not controlling it? Oh, because you're down here guarding. I'm going to come down with you. I'll be mid here with Revendon and try to keep them off. Auto Frenzy needs to choke on a butt.
Oh, Lily!
No.
Oh, man, they took me down quick.
All right, I took her down, but now I got to contend with Butthole McGillicuddy.
Okay, I'm...
Shit.
I'm headed down below to get the one.
Oh, he's
going to
get it. He's gonna get it.
Oh, they got it.
Crap.
Alright, let's regroup and stop this dragon, and then we can...
Okay, it's right here.
We can relane like we were and just push him again.
Damn it, get away from me. Sonya, I hate her. Okay, he's almost dead. Alright, kill the man. Kill the man inside. Good job. How'd they level so fast ahead of us there?
Because they were killing us.
Oh, did you guys die a lot?
I got killed.
All right.
Once.
All right, let's grab Merc Camp.
We should enlist the aid. Oh, he's down here. Sweet. Let's kill him and kill his camp. Take that, dumbass. Are you kidding me?
What?
F that guy. He got away.
No, he didn't.
Nice. Let's get this one.
Oh, we got Witch Doctor.
It's okay. We'll get all
there's. Oh, we got everybody.
Oh, they just got it. All right, get out of here.
They haven't gotten it yet.
They haven't gotten it yet.
We can win.
Go get on top of it, Revendon. Get on top of it.
Yeah, get on top of it.
Try it.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. You got it. No, we got it. No! Shit. Get out, Scott. Scott, run. Run, dummy. Run, dummy. Run, dummy.
I'm trying. I can't heal that much.
No, I was too... They had me cornered with a stupid zombie wall. Damn it. Shite, Nazebo, you butthole.
Okay, I'm going to go up with Wahoo.
Wahulu.
Well, what's his name? Wahoo?
That's Yahoo buys
Wahoo?
Yahoo. This just in. Yahoo buys Hulu for $4 million. Wahulu.
Uh-oh.
All right, I'm with you. I'm with you, sister.
All right, good.
Should we go and get this one over here?
I hate zombie ball. I hate it.
They're down here. They're down here.
Lily
don't go. Don't go.
Don't go where?
Don't go to that mercenary camp.
Get away from the spiders.
They got their ultimates too.
We almost do.
They're gonna probably
like
head up here.
Get walked over.
They're coming up here.
They're all down. Really? They're down here.
How are they everywhere?
Yeah, they're everywhere at all places at once. Let's go. I'm gonna take this back. Me and Lily.
Oh.
No, zombie wall, no.
We got jumped.
Okay, we got blue. We got blue. Someone can get it. Oh, shit.
No,
I just
have...
rocket to the face.
Yeah, you did.
They're all up above.
Oh, they are? Okay, we're gonna... Yeah. Do you want us up? What do you want us to do? We got Nazebo down. Oh, shit.
We need
heal
to
me through this.
I'm trying.
Oh, get down.
You saved me. There was no way I'd have lived through that. I would have died.
Damn it.
I'm dead.
So you run back in?
Well, I thought maybe, just maybe. Makes me want to play Sergeant Hammer again. She's really good. If you play her right, she's amazing.
Yeah, kill Al Pacino. Someone should tell him his name's stupid.
All right, I'm...
Bye,
they got it, they got it. We got it.
Dang it, I was just about to retake it, too.
Take down that hero.
Oh, I kicked. I hate the kick.
All right, I'm coming down to help with the dragon.
Whoa, I hate the kick, too. I don't like that. Who got kicked? Me and who else? Someone else did. Zeebo put you into his little place.
Got this gargantuan.
Get out of there, dude. Get out of there. That's right, I'll get him.
Oh, I'm stuck! I can move!
Oh, come on. If she gets away... Oh, my gosh.
No! Oh, shit! Well, I don't like that.
Dude,
I don't like that at all.
Martin is not dead.
Who?
Bala, or what's her bucket? What's her, Sonya?
Oh, Sonya, yeah. Well, she's, the more she spins, the more she heals. And
yeah,
they're two levels ahead of us, so I'm not surprised.
Oh, we're going to need to get out of here. This is going to go badly for us.
Yeah. Grevendon, you're going to die there, buddy. You all right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to die.
We may lose this one. They're going to get chocolate. There's still a chance, though. Let's not give up. Never surrender. Whoa. How'd that happen?
I think she used her wailing shriek thing.
Oh, I didn't know that was her ability. I thought someone else pulled her over.
Lily's so positive.
She is.
We're coming back. Keep it up, Kay. Yeah.
We should get this work camp.
Yeah, she's super stoked.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta kill Sonya. Please help me kill her. Oh, shit.
Feels weird yelling, please help me kill her, and her name is Martin.
Please help me kill Martin.
She needs to die. Heal up
and get back. Her and Al Pacino. All right, how about this? We should enlist
the aid of these. There was
all right,
a point.
I'm gonna start soaking because we are like way behind.
Oh yeah, we are.
I don't even know what that means. Soaking what?
Soaking our ample genitalia. No, we're gonna soak. Soaking meaning kill minions so you can get XP. Level. We're behind by three levels now. It's all because they're winning these team fights. That's the reason they're leveling fastest.
Okay, I got the top. It looks like they're headed up here to get it back.
Oh, the blue up there. Whoa, what'd they get, boss? What's coming over here? Oh no, it's Merkin.
Oh. Careful if you go bottom. Sergeant Hammer is parked in the weeds doing Sergeant Hammer things.
Whoops. Didn't mean to fire that off yet.
Ultimate.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. Get him, get him, get him. Get Pacino, get Pacino.
There's a point where that guy logged in and they said, what do you want for a Battle.net tag? And he said, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino. Yeah, Al Pacino.
That's the right choice for me.
Al Pacino. That means, isn't that Al Pacino? That's a little man,
Al.
Little actor?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going down to the Dragon Knight.
Oh, shit. Yeah, me too.
It's Martin.
The dragon named Martin.
Martin the dragon. I like the absurdity of video games. Oh, shit. The enemy is attacking your core. Shit. Thank you, Lily.
Oh,
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. Your ultimate is amazing.
I know, right?
Oh my gosh. The frogs. Those weren't working very well in Diablo today. Now they're working just fine.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be over here.
Oh, I almost had her.
I'm going down to get Sergeant Hammer. Sergeant Hammer's hanging out down at our bottom gate doing Sergeant Hammer things.
Could have ultimated her, but I just thought better of it. Keep going, woohoo, woohoo goo. Are they going boss?
Bye, Hammer.
There is no boss.
That got really iffy. I feel like I just had a gunfight in an elevator with Sergeant Hammer.
We may get three games in if we lose this. Let's see. Tempest Fury, 3 times. Thank you so much. Should we steal this? Never mind. Hey, that merc camp I was about to suggest, it's taken. So watch out. Alright, Sonya.
Should we go bottom, get a smirk?
Yeah, let's do that.
Alright. Heading your way.
Well, we should probably stop that mid-push as well. That should probably...
Okay, well, I can take this one by myself.
Shit. Someone put a dot on me. No! I blame the Zeebo for that. Also, a person named Otto Frenzy scares me. You know what I mean?
Like uh-oh.
Feels like they have some advantages. Or they're aware of their own advantages.
They don't have to do anything to Frenzy, Scott. It automatically happens.
Yes. The Otto Frenzy.
They wake up Otto Frenzy.
Get up in the morning. Get some coffee, a little breakfast. Auto Frenzy.
Auto Frenzy. Say hi to Steve next door. Auto Frenzy.
Oh, they are so out-leveled. That's why I'm dying. That was a waste. Also, note to self. My ultimate only works if I'm not dead.
No, that sounds wrong.
It worked.
Well, it knocked him apart, but they didn't get stunned by it.
Oh.
So I think
it only works well if you're alive.
Yeah. It half works. Yeah, they're gonna get dragon.
I'm going top.
Bruiser I'm gonna camp. Go shoot whoever goes middle unless they're already there.
They're already there.
Wow.
Alright, I'm gonna be back over space now.
Longest cooldown I ever had there. Yeah, there. This. There. That's all right. Golden XP, dude. Golden XP. Oh, I'm gonna die, Scott. You just lived. What are you doing, buddy? I got Lily, queen of.
Oh no! Auto Frenzy, yeah.
I don't want to die.
Auto Frenzy dies. Auto Frenzy.
No!
Oh no, deadly kitten.
Ah, chocolate!
I thought I was gonna kill Pacino. I had a arrow pointed
that's
right
cool.
at his head when it ends.
Look at that hover missile, that's rad. Just sitting there. Do you guys see that? I guess you see that.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Alright, it's okay. It's alright. Third time's a charm, guys. Third time's a charm. How'd the stats go? How bad did I do? Well, 7.
I didn't die!
Oh my gosh, you'd live that entire game. Nice job. Sylvanas with the 13 and the siege. Whew. And the hero damage.
And the XP contribution.
And the whatnot. All right. I'm going to hit ready again. Let's do this. Likely our last game, everybody.
I'm going to change it up.
Yeah. Did you buy all this fancy skins?
No, I think it was part of a bundle thing that I got.
Oh, maybe. Got the Diablo bundle?
Maybe. I don't know.
Asmodan. Dark Lord of Nipple Rings. Woohoo goo. I think you did. You saved my butt a lot, Jocelyn. I don't know what you're talking about. You did great.
Thank you.
You had a lot of healing.
I near perished. Well, you had all the healing, but still.
Yeah, you had 100% of healing, but
the healer had all the healing. That sounds made up.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What's another good support tune? Rhaegar's pretty good. Clown Baby 123. Also, I'd say
Tassadar.
Tassadar's pretty good. Although the
especially
way I've
if
seen,
you don't really want to support.
If I've seen John play it, he does not. He's like you're like Shadow Priest in WoW. Like yeah. I don't want to heal nobody.
Yeah, I just want to turn into a jet and kill things, and occasionally throw up a big wall.
Yeah.
Dude, I was in a game where this wall kept coming up and saving the other team's ass, and I was just like, are you kidding me?
Really?
Whoa.
Well, I guess the right... If you start having thinking like a support class, maybe that wall will come in handy.
Maybe.
Collect gems, turn in gems, summon web weavers.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah, it's great. It's a new one.
Yeah.
You see the Harrison Jones up at the top?
Yes.
I had complained that this art didn't have any heroes in it, but I didn't see the little murky down there running. Look at him.
Oh, he is in there.
Yep.
He looks a little weird. He looks like a Zora from... like an old school Zora from Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, it doesn't look right. Ew, I don't like all the little bitty spiders on that path there. I don't like that. Oh, yep. We're already in. Jeez, what's with all the speed tonight, Heroes of the Storm? All right, let's do this. Let's do
I'm
this.
I'm going top because I like that lane.
I'll go top. Actually, I need...
I'm going bottom.
I'll go mid. And then we'll let Wuhuhugu decide where he wants to go.
I'm all by
he
myself.
He said it's Hugu in chat.
Oh, Hugu. Sorry, Hugu.
Although Wuhuhugu is pretty cool.
I think that's a better name. As Modan.
I mean, technically, yes, his name is like Woo Go, but Woo Goo is way cooler.
I don't like how there's
I got
a wall.
Stunned.
You guys are already team fighting down there? Jeez. No one's
only a
mid.
Little.
There's not much happening at mid.
There's two up top. I might die. I'm using Diablo keys. This is a problem.
Yeah, that's bad. We shouldn't have done that right before we played this.
Yeah, top's gonna be a little iffy. I got Rhaegar and Rainer up here.
Me and Wuhugu got this. We're soaking mid like losses. Oh, freaking when his thing is slow, but when Asmodan can fire off that napalm thing he does, it's something else to see, man. We are all basically equally leveled at the moment. I shoot you and get my stuff.
Alright, I gotta get some mana.
Yeah, I'm mana. I'm short on mana. I love listening to that key. Whose key is that? Jocelyn, is that
your
keyboard?
That's me.
Oh, I love it, dude.
I have a really loud keyboard, and playing Sylvanas, I have to, like, spam the key like crazy, so... Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, you're playing, what was that game in the arcade? Track and Field.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Run away!
Oh, we almost had him! Hello, get out! Run like the wind.
Alright, I gotta hearth. I'm too much out of mana.
Don't forget to turn in gems if you've got a decent amount of gems to turn in.
I have 5. Is that decent? So does Eric.
It's alright.
Yeah, let's go turn in.
Okay,
come on. It's a good size.
I'm turning in top.
Oh.
I cannot wait for the Heaven and Hell map.
Oh, got Raynor.
Oh, good.
I surprised them with Guile.
With Guile?
From and Wiliness.
Street Fighter 2? Oh.
Yeah.
I'm headed back down, Lily.
Hooray!
Hadouken! Oh, look at this. You've frozen up the hoo-ha. Man, I love that ability. You're gonna get nerfed. It's such a nerfy thing to nerf.
A nerfy thing to nerf?
Yeah.
I can't move!
Oh, we got Rhaegar behind us.
Whoa. Oh! You alright there? Not
I'm
really.
I'm dead. See if you can get my gems back.
I'm gonna try.
But don't endanger yourself too much.
Grab a gem.
Be reckless, but do it responsibly.
Be reckless responsibly. Message from Anheuser Christmas Corporation thing. Almost got Rhaegar. He's gonna beat me.
It's no fair that he can jump out of that.
I am.
So much pressure on healers, man. It's hard to avoid. We are way ahead on the gem turn-ins, so keep this up. What? GURP. Go, buddy.
Yeah, they're turning in.
Oh my gosh, dang it.
Uh-oh, Wahoogoo is being stopped.
I got surrounded by their whole team.
Oh, dude, if we kill that guy, he has 12.
I know, I saw that.
Wahoogoo, don't die, buddy.
We're real even on levels. You gotta be careful.
Okay, this is happening fast. Don't stop me. Bastard.
They're all up at that top, so let's group up if we're gonna go over there.
Alright. Turned in. Oh, we're down. We only need 5. Oh, they're turning in. Shit. Oh, shit, they're all down here, dude. Get out. Get out.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm dead.
I'm sorry.
I'm dead. Nope, I made it because Lili rules. Holy crap. How did you do that?
Dude.
Sorry.
How did you do that? That is amazing. I should have died.
Oh, they got it.
Did they?
Yeah. Shit.
We should have had that.
Yeah.
It's okay. Take heart, soldiers. Oh, that's your zombies. I always forget if they're blue, they're you.
Yeah, the thing is, I trapped you in my zombies. You couldn't get out.
Try again, we go.
Oh, so much stun.
Shithole.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, she's down in this lane. I'm gonna kill these guys, get some XP. And then where do you guys want? Whose spider's up? North?
Top lane is kind of hurting, and so's middle. Right. Middle's about to kill its spider.
We're coming up to mid to kill Raynor. We did no such thing. Alright, let's go kill Spider Woman. Spider Woman is dead up top. Or she will be.
Oh, there's 3 in the middle. 4 in the middle.
Alright. Get out of there for now. Alright, the minute we turn in, we got whoever turns in. I have 10.
So. I'm gonna hearth, and then I will make a push with our spiders.
Okay, Eric's gonna get it. Other. Okay, so
do we want to try and get this merc camp?
Let's get this merc camp.
Maybe give a little added pressure. Oh, no, they can't.
That's right,
can't
they leave. They disappeared right when we walked in there, too. I think once you engage them, though, they have to fight till they're dead, even if the spiders are out. We just barely missed them. Dude, Eric, you're pretty good with the Zeebo these days. thought that you were bad with her.
Oh, we got Miss Clear.
For him, it's not a hurt to him.
Oh, crap. Sorry.
It's okay, it's alright.
Oh, they've got their ultimates. Be careful.
Mm-hmm. They just hit 10. We need to hit
That's
10 quick.
What I just figured out because Nova got me with hers.
Alright, I'm going to go soak some down at the bottom.
Okay, we're just harassing at this point, so they are going to probably. Ooh, we got ultimates. Oh, what?
I don't know. Oh.
Is his ultimate go from zero health to full health in 2 seconds flat?
Rainer?
No, Rhaegar.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, he has this crazy, like.
I've never played him. See, that's. Help, help, it's happening, says. Nice TMS reference.
Oh, crap. Oh, push me back. What? I'm right, dead.
I'm going to come turn in after Lili.
Wow, we've gotten one team kill.
Oh, hold on. This guy's coming.
Shit. I think they're turning in. Oh, no. They're just chasing
he's just,
me.
He's just after you. Everyone's always after Lili. They're your target number one in this game. Oh, there are two of them in there. We don't want them.
Okay.
What I want.
Sparkle ponies. You're jealous. I know.
You want to do the mercenary camp?
Gurp, what are you doing? Yeah, you know what? Since we're here.
I was like, this is an awesome strategy. What's going on?
I did a, what do you call it? A waypoint. So I could say left click. Shift and go to these four places, but it didn't do it right.
Well, that sucks.
They got spiders again.
They just set up an awesome team kill on me. Hey, these guys are alright.
Yeah, these guys are. You know what? We're giving them a fight. It's not like we suck. You know?
We're keeping up with levels.
No!
Yeah, I got Sonya. Oh no! Run, not Sonya.
I died.
No, I was gonna use that healing fountain.
Destroy the fort. Oh, there's still spider ladies.
Yeah. We still have spiders.
I think they're getting boss. There is no boss to get. They can't while the spiders are out. Woohoo. We're good, man. Alright, we got those. I think their little helpers that she spawned should die when we kill her. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Alright, should we go boss? Oh, shit, yeah. I'll bet they're up there. Nope, they're not. Let's do it.
We should enlist the aid of these mercenaries.
Yeah, boss.
Oh, nope. We're in trouble down here.
Yeah, but we can get boss. Should we get boss? Or just get boss.
Asmodan and I are dead.
AoE. Keep us healed. We got this. Yep. We got it. Boss is ours. Small. It's a small thing, but I'll take it. Where are they now? They disappeared.
They were down south taking a merc camp and killing us.
We should take this merc camp.
Oh, they just turned in a ton. Where do you want to push? Boss?
Boss.
Okay.
Our boss is dead, I think.
No. Let's go. Oh, shit. Let's go pretty quick. Get him. Get the steal. Oh, what? Rhaegar, you're a giant dick.
Oh!
Oh no! That was unfortunate.
I'm gonna get away from these chuckleheads.
You doing the rogue sprint there.
See that? That was pretty good. Oh, he's on a horse. I don't like this run all the way back to my camp business. May as well go heal, I guess.
We need to be aggressive with our turn-ins. If we can get spiders, we've actually done really well at destroying their towers. But,
what do you think, Wuhugu? I mean, and we're keeping up with level. Like, these, we're not doing terrible, you guys. It's just, they've got an edge right now. We need to break the momentum, and I don't know how to do it.
Let's get down.
Let's kill Cyrus. Cyrus, that is a guy that would have a... would have ETC.
Oh, sorry. Again.
Did you die?
No, I'm not dead, but... John died.
I died. There was nothing you could have done. That was Nova's ultimate used on me.
Oh!
Oh, poor Eric, dude. Well, I feel like he's my ultimate. Alright, get out of here. These guys are... they mean business. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Gurp, run.
Dude, you got seven. Don't die.
Okay. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go down here. My thanks, healer.
Go sneakily turn it in. Covert turn-ins.
I'm gonna do stealth turn-in.
Oh, they're getting...
oh, they know! They know!
they do know.
They just got the merc camp right there.
I think I can turn in, though. I think I can get it. Oh, shit! Cyrus! Damn it! Dead.
Oh no.
You dropped all yours.
I lost 10.
I'm not going in there. Sorry, dude.
We should. Yeah, I was dead. We should have all. I should have waited for you guys. Now they got it again. Ugh, they're not playing us on the spiders.
Did they do another turn?
Here comes the Hyperion. Yeah, they did.
Ah!
Need a chocolate.
Uh-oh.
Says Thrall from the dead. Come on, buddy. Come on, Scott.
That's great.
Jeez. Mid is where they are. They are all in mid all the time. And I don't know what that means for us. Except to say...
Nova has my number. And that number is death.
Okay, Queen's dead down here. Oh, merc camp. Is Lily still going?
We should get a merc camp!
I apologize for my perkiness.
My Uncle Chin would love this!
She's such a spaz. Oh, I almost... you know what? Scott? What are you doing, buddy? Oh, get him! Wendigi, or whatever your name is. You know what? I'm close enough to town. I'm gonna go heal. The enemy is attacking your core. Much better. The hour of the spider closes. Did we get spiders?
No.
Oh.
We don't have spiders.
We're not even close to getting spiders.
I have one gem. Will that help? Probably not.
Every gem helps, but no, we will still not have spiders.
Damn it, I need better range. I chose the wrong thing. Two levels ahead. That doesn't help. They're about to hit their ultimates. They're turning in somewhere. Yep. I can feel it. There's one.
That's right, I'm turning in too. Oh, no I'm not. Nova's gonna freaking assassinate me again.
I got this, Eric. Don't worry. Oh, you locked me in.
Sorry.
That is the one downside of that freaking move.
Oh, nice.
Oh, he used his ultimate again and made him full.
Shit.
Shit.
Oh my gosh.
Guys, we're doing bad.
We're not doing good.
No, we're doing... I mean, we're fighting the fight. We're fighting the good fight, but...
Yeah, I mean, we got two team kills.
This isn't like... Look, it's not... Super Bowl, not this last time, the one before that. It's not that bad. Oh, Windy... Oh, Windigoo-goo. He's dead.
Windigoo-goo?
He got surrounded, dude. Their team kills are just... That's why we're so out-leveled. We soaked everything just fine. Although Bastille, he spends a lot of time soaking. And his name makes me think he's a super nerd, and I don't like him already. Just this time. I am Bastille, Lord of the Axe.
Understood. Let's go get the boss. What do you guys think?
Okay, boss.
I'm getting a merc camp, and then I can come help. Oh,
they got the boss.
Oh,
never mind.
Got boss. They got boss.
Now they're just being mean.
Yeah. They're anticipating what we're doing before we do it.
Almost like they had access some sort of internet video that suggested where we were. That's what I'm going to blame it on.
Stream sniping. Totally.
Yeah, stream sniping happens all the time.
Anytime I'm losing, it's clearly happening.
Yeah.
ETC is behind us. Just FYI.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Oh, look at that.
This is what they do.
This is worse.
Yeah, they circle you.
That was not good.
That was ridiculous.
We saw the trap, but there was another trap.
Oh, we should probably defend against boss up here. He's got no defenses.
He's straight. He's at the core now.
He's at core.
Uh-oh.
We're going to get chocolate in a minute.
They're getting chocolate. We're not getting anything.
What's I'm in.
Can we at least have vanilla?
No, it's all chocolate all the time.
I like vanilla better anyway.
Oh my gosh, he's killed the entire shield, so good job, boss. There he's down. It's so cool looking. Wait, I think
and we have spiders coming.
Dude, they're firing on all cylinders here. I have a hatred for them.
Well, we got all cocky after that first game, and now.
Yeah.
Well, even if they're stream sniping, they'd have to just see me. They wouldn't see much with me, would they?
If they looked at the map, they'd know where every one of us were.
Yes, that's true. All right, Khadgar, don't have your ult. Got him. I can do damage at this level. I just have to.
Sorry, Revendon, I trapped you in.
Nice! Oh my god! I'm dying so much!
Well,
so bad.
I was there for at least 3 deaths before I died. I feel like that's an okay trade-off.
Oh boy. They got... Is that boss? What is that? I don't know, spider lady. Yeah, we're gonna have chocolate. Very little we can do about this.
Except enjoy the chocolate.
Okay, she's down.
We have one coming up from the bottom.
Oh no! I hate you! I hate you, Nova! I hate you! I hate you!
Did she do her?
Yeah, that thing is that's OP.
I think she's hit me with that like 3 times.
Yeah, that thing she does is OP.
It's basically an I win button. It's against only one hero, but it's a one hero I win button.
Guys, as we watch this statuette of Lord Ra go down into chocolate, thank you for watching us. We are going to leave you now. If you want to send some feedback and or thoughts or comments or whatever, if you think you have something cool for the show next Saturday, let us know. Send it to frogpants or Scott at frogpants.com and follow me on Twitter at Scott Johnson. Okay. That's it for the stream. Let me just kill it. Oh, where is it? There it is. Bye, everybody. Have a good time. Stay out of